Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Begin to fellowship with songs like this, then your consideration must go back into the garden where it all started. That even when the serpent, bring it down. When the serpent strategized to bring offense to the Lord, he strategized to bring offense to the Lord by derailing the first family. And God came into the garden and he said, Adam, where art thou? He didn't say Eve. Come on now. He didn't say Eve. Listen, brothers, for those of you that are here, both married and unmarried, your absence, your spiritual absence, can put your family in trouble. And let me tell you, even if Adam, had behaved like myself and he didn't eat whatever it is that Eve ate, he would not have escaped some punishment. Because Eve fell because of inadequate training. You must take responsibility. Whether you are married or unmarried, you must prepare to take responsibility, because you, whatever happens in your domain, you will answer for it. But you see, in spite of everything that had happened, God already had a plan. God didn't wait for Satan to take him by surprise. So the question I now asked was, if you knew, God, if you knew, why were you asking Adam, we are down? If you knew, let me explain something to you. The spiritual realm, there are certain things that are, they are cast on stone. That means the Lord himself, you know, it's like being in an office, you work in an office and there are projects. Some projects are client-based, some projects are the MD's project because of something they are hoping to get into the market. So it's their project. It's not because a client may be interested. There are certain things such as how times and seasons operate. They fall within the purview of God the Father. You know, in the book of Acts chapter 1, the disciples asked Jesus and they said, will you now restore the kingdom unto Israel? And what did Jesus say? He said the times and seasons are in his Father's hands. That means even within the Godhead, they have certain specific functionalities that are unique to some of them, but not directly under the control of the other ones. It's just like having some kind of maybe where you work in an organization and there are like three partners or three directors, executive or MDs or partners, whatever you like to call it. And somebody is good in finance, somebody is good in programming, somebody is good in projects, in project management. So they have equal powers, but if you are to be speaking to someone that is a programmer, like, oh, the financial statement, he just looks at you. He has an idea, but you are better off talking to the... are you together now? Aha. So you are better off talking to Pastor Wumi, who is an accountant. Because all those profit and loss may not be Brobin Boss. What Brobin Boss just wants to see is, are we in green or red? The product we release to the market, what's happening? So if you have another partner who is saddled with sales and marketing and operating digital space, they will, when we come for the board meeting, he will do the talking. So you must understand that when it comes to the subject of times and seasons in your life, they pertain to God the Father. When it comes to the subject of, for instance, who gets called into the fivefold ministry of apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher, pastor, it lies strictly with Jesus. How to get so far? It lies directly with Jesus. No man taketh this honor unto himself, except him that is what? That is called. You cannot call yourself, because every calling will be tested. One arrow can take you out of the game. One arrow from a small boy. Alright? When it comes to certain matters in terms of the spiritual functionality of a Christian, the spiritual functionality of a Christian, or the functionality of a local assembly, please pay attention. That pertains to the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit currently is the CEO of the church. He is the one who administers the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's why they are called the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He administers them. He sees my sister and says, okay, for her assignment, these are the skill sets she will need. So that's why some of you will find that what others are fasting and praying for, you just found you had them. Do you understand what I'm saying? You just notice that whenever you now waited on the Lord, the gift became more enhanced. But in terms of operation, you always seemed to be a prophetic dreamer. You always seemed to know how to make money for some reason. You always just seem to know the right words to say. Because the Lord had looked at the timeline he had apportioned to you, the destiny he had apportioned to you, and he had calculated that this particular person, this would be the best time for him to be born, 1989. And when he's born, there will be a need for wisdom, and he or she will play a significant role in dispensing wisdom. So when you envy other people and despise your gift, it's because you have doubted the man, the one who saw the time that was most suitable for you. Some of you would not have survived if they gave birth to you in the time of Abraham, because you'll be the seventh wife. All this feminism rubbish is because you are born now. All this alpha male rubbish is because you are born now. If you had to go to the farm every day, or you will not eat. In those days, it didn't matter. It was the man's responsibility to take care of his family. So don't ask for respect if you don't want. Okay. Come on, brothers, are you here? Now, where I'm going with this narrative is that God knew what he was going to do. When God asked that question, Adam, where are you? It was not that God could not have looked within himself to find Adam. But the moment Adam violated the law of God, there was a separation in the spiritual realm. Please pay attention to what I'm saying. When Adam violated the law of God, instantly, there was a wall that was set up between him and God. And God too has certain, in quote, limitations. In the book of Isaiah, the scripture says to us that for the Lord's hand is not shortened. Are we together? He said, thank you guys. The Lord's hand is not shortened. Please, I will need the keyboard. Just stay with me and the bass. Just stay with me. Please, you can have your seat, because we might still take one song. He said, for the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot what? That it cannot save. That's Isaiah what? How many of you have been reading the taking the daily scriptures like we have been posting it? Praise God. Okay. You will know how much progress you will make by obedience. Yes. Hallelujah. You will know how much progress you will make by obedience. You see, sometimes some of the things we say are the devil, refers to the devil. The devil is wondering why you are mentioning his name. You know, until last year, I didn't know that if you place your wife or your router, your wireless router, Wi-Fi network, close to certain devices, it can hamper the free flow and operation of. I didn't know. I just put everything together. So when I started having issues, I called the company and they said, "Oh, is your Wi-Fi close to the TV?" I said, "Where do you expect it to be?" The guy laughed. He could see that I was very ignorant, but he was magnanimous to be patient. He said, "If you have too many gadgets, depending on which side your Wi-Fi wakes up on, you may have network issues." I said, "But you people fix it there." When the Lord said, "Adam, where art thou?" So just get Genesis 3 ready, all right? I will tell you when to bring it up. Because today we are our team is what? Activating rest. Hallelujah.
Some of the things you are hearing in this church, there are things people go to special meetings to hear.
Yes,
sir. So you better take them seriously. And I'm not joking. So I magnify my, how the Paul put it? So I magnify my office. So God said, Adam, where art thou? Ibolowa. So somewhere within the radar of governors and thrones and dominions in the spirit realm, Adam's seat became vacant. I am telling you, physically speaking, Adam was still in the garden. Come on, are you here? Adam was still, and please take a note of note, so Adam was still in the garden where God placed him. But spiritually, they were looking for him. Are you here? Are you still here? That physical prosperity is not necessarily the most accurate yardstick for determining who the Lord has favored. If the Lord favors you, he can give you material things, prosperity, but it is not necessarily the most accurate. So at the old levels, it can be accurate. But as you begin to grow older in spiritual things, there are other yardsticks such as alignment, divine alignment to God's will. So the things that you are doing, who told you to do them? So God said, Adam, where are thou? Did you notice that Adam heard that voice? And he responded, right? Adam heard. What was his response? Huh? I heard your voice and I was what? Genesis 3. So I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Genesis 3. I really would, because this year I realized that we are doing a lot of talking. We need to be doing a lot of Bible reading. The truth of the matter is that if you don't open up your mind to learning, and I tell my children this every time, almost every week, they always do commit one crime that makes me remind them that where the world is now, you cannot retire from learning. You may be very good, but with the changing nature and the speed with which technology is changing and evolving, you cannot say, I have my first degree. First degree is now the equivalent of GCSE 3, as far as I'm concerned. First degree, BSc, is the equivalent of GCSE 3 certificate, as far as I'm concerned. I was talking to my professor and he said that within the academia, your master's degree is what they consider as BSc. How about that? That when you have a master's degree, they now say, okay, you are a graduate. He said that's when we begin to take you serious. That this one looks like it's going to be great. Even though most of the professors are broke, but it doesn't matter. I mean, they define progress differently. So it is not a call for you to go and start buying jam form or master's degree. What I'm trying to tell you is that whatever it is God has put in your hands, you must begin to give attention to learning. And as spiritual people, our first point of call is the scriptures. Please say the scriptures. If you see the scriptures as a burden, even if God wants to use you, he will be very careful. I was watching this. I watch some of these Asian guys on YouTube. So I don't know what you watch, but maybe you just, once you launch your YouTube, you see all the popular Nigerian artists from the other side. Those are the people that pop up. So that is a red flag. It's a red flag. And that is your wedding. doesn't give you the right to be carnal. Oh, they are not here. Somebody should have shouted out of anger. You know, I said that it's your wedding. Eh? The most Christian wedding I've ever attended is Pastor Davis' wedding. Or rather, the two Pastor Davis. Because at least to the degree I was there, things were under control. To the degree I was there, I don't know if something happened after I left. Maybe they were waiting for me to leave. You know, I will never forget Pastor David's wedding. During the reception, they were dancing, and they want the DJ to play only Christian music. The guy just waited for Pastor David to get to the middle. He just changed the thing. Ah! I could see Pastor David, his face changed. In my mind, like, Oga, you are already at the middle. Just hurry up and get to your seat before this man will corrupt you. On top of the fact that I paid you, you are not playing shaku shaku. Eh? Because depending on the matter, depending on the matter. If you are being stupid, it's fair enough to say, Oga, at your age. And there's a way I would tell you, you'll be offended. Somebody was saying, I don't know who that person, my wife was like, ah, that you didn't even see anything. That she was trying to imagine how I was processing the... So this is my year of rest. I want to... You can do whatever you like. I will just be looking at you. Save my energy. Because the journey is far. So the question here is, did God go into the entire 7 days of creation only to have one person mess everything up? And he didn't have a backup plan. The way you know God, does he look like somebody that will not have a backup plan? Huh? Hello? I said the way you look at God, does he look like someone that will not have a backup? Why do you think that you have committed the unpardonable sin? Why do you think that where you are in your life now, there's nothing God can do again? That which the Lord may need to do may be difficult, but it can be done. Huh? Because the Lord may now require you to humble yourself and go back to class 3. So if you can do that, because there's no point trying to bless you above your level. There's no point. For whatever reason, you will not give your son an iPhone 16 when he's 8 years old. You don't even know the value. Most of them don't know you have to recharge the phone for you to be able to call. They don't know. They just feel like, Mommy, where are you? That's why I changed the phone in my house to a landline. Because the battery is always down. You can't reach them at home. They're always playing games. So I seized the phone. Bought a box phone. Put SIM card and I put some credit. So you only call me when you need to. Don't mess around. Alright? Some of you have seen this passage very clear. When you have children, you will become like me. You become very tough. Your job is to train them so that they will not bring shame to the family. And it's amazing that these children, they know the things you are saying. It's just that they just like disobeying, but they know. My wife took my folks to one of our family friends' house. They were relocating to France. So just to say bye-bye to them. And I always speak to my folks that when you walk out of a room, turn off the light. And I have been repeating myself since I have known the children. Since the first day I met them, I'm always repeating myself. But they went to this fellow's house, and as we were going, they were pa, pa, pa. And ladies commented about it, like, ah, your children are so well behaved. I say, which? Which? Ah, the thing pained me. Ah. So you just want me to be sounding like a broken record. They laid the bed. I said, did anybody tell you? Say, no, we just did it. The thing entered me like, ah. He said, I don't know. I wish I give the mic to all our parents. Let them even share their experience. Maybe I need encouragement because the thing just enter me like, ah. Nobody asked you. You turned off the light. Say yes. You laid the bed. Yes. Even after wash the place. Say yes. Wow. I told my wife, ah, I said, no. We are playing with this children too much. Joey, don't worry, I got you. Joey. So where was I? So there is whatever is going on in your life now. God has a plan B and plan C. That's why Satan is very mad at you. Because God didn't give Satan the option of repentance. But you, after all the bad things you have done, God says, come. I will help you. That's why Satan is so incensed. He wants to destroy you. Because he doesn't feel you deserve the kind of mercy that God is giving you. But Satan is a liar. I say he's a liar. He will continue to run mad because God's allocation of mercy over your life is like a massive tank. Say amen. Amen. Massive tank. When you are dead, God will say, the remaining one, give to the children. Add it to their own. Their mother saved me when she was alive. 30,000 liters. Add. And people will know why, despite everything that has happened to you, you are still alive. You have a lot of near misses. I see something bad almost, God will just save you. And another time, some just save you. Like, what is it about you? It's not you, it's mercy. It's mercy. God knew that there was no way man could be trusted if he was not tested. The Bible says that the heart of man is desperately wicked. Not just wicked. Very desperate to be wicked. The nature, the way man fell, you see your friends in the office, they will throw you under the bus. You go with your friend to a place, you want to buy something or you want to do business there. The friend will go back there and say, don't allow her. She's a bad person. Even your prayer partner. So who can you trust? You put your life down for people, you help them. Then when they finally rise up, you are not good enough for them again. This is not my message, so we are just taking a journey. But these are things that we need to look at, we need to review, we need to make concrete decisions on. When the Lord said, Adam, where are you? God knew where Adam was. What God is saying is, where I kept you, you are no longer there. But physically speaking, Adam was still in the garden. So it's very possible for you to have been thrown out of your location spiritually. But it will take another 40 years for anyone here to realize. God rejected Saul in the early part of his kingship. But Saul still ruled for 40 years. And God was using the remaining time to prepare David. So that you are there doesn't mean that the root is not dead. The root may be dead, but you don't know. You are not aware. The only way to find out what exactly your spiritual state is when you always bring yourself before the Lord and then you allow Him to check you. David prayed a prayer. He said, Lord, search me. If there is what? If there is any what? If there is any evil way in me, I may not even know. I may not even know. That's the thing about spiritual things. You may not even know. Let's read the scriptures. Because today I didn't come for Satan, I came for you. So. Genesis 3. I will just touch a bit on this and go straight. Maybe I'll come back and teach. I've taught on this Genesis 3 before. So check on YouTube. Yeah. Genesis 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord has made. And he said to the woman, yea, as God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. So that was a question. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch of it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God knows, doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. Now, let's stop here and look at what she observed. Now, that woman has been in that garden for years, and only God knows how long. Please put up that scripture. What were the items that the woman observed? Number one, Satan had, or the serpent. Now, the word serpent there is the word for dragon. That word serpent is actually dragon. So, but whatever. You can, if you like serpent, just know there is a serpent somewhere, or a dragon somewhere. So, both are not good. So, when Satan or the serpent spoke to this woman, then the woman looked at the tree again. Have you ever, somebody ever asked you out, and you just know that, not in 100 lifetimes. And then your friend had told you, that guy is low, that guy is okay, he's loaded though. Say, which guy? This guy I just left here now. He said, Say, do you know he's the senior manager of communications for Chevron? Say, who? Say, just went to LinkedIn, checked his profile. Say, So why is he dressed like that? He just say, for instance, when I go to, I do it sometimes, and I know it's risky. Sometimes when I go to corporations, I dress casually. I wear tattered pants. Big corporations, so I want to see how they will treat me. It's the way you dress. You say, you're welcome, sir. Come on. So I want to see the real art of the person I'm talking to. Sometimes I begin to communicate in very bad English. I won't comb my hair. I'm telling you, I just do it deliberately. I wear bedroom slippers. I go. Say, my SIM card is not working. I just want to see you. I want to see you. We say all men are equal, but is that true for you? I want to see your heart, because I can see you are wearing a big chain with a cross on it, but Christ is not in your heart. Christ is only as close to you as that chain. And 9 out of 10 times they are failed. There's only one, and God forgive me, there's only one category of persons I have no respect for. Even if you're a pastor, but if you're in that category, it will take God for me to talk to you. And that's being a police officer. A Nigerian police officer. If you're a Nigerian police officer, just stay where you are. I won't pray for you. Yeah, if you come wearing a police uniform, I will not pray for you. So, I've told you, I say, God should have mercy. It's also my weakness. So, before you go and judge me, I've already told you I know my sin. I say, I know, if we listen, we don't judge. Yeah, so, since I did it for you to do it for me, don't judge me. until I see a righteous one. Anyway, delete. So, I may be a president or governor tomorrow, and I'll need them. I just say, anybody among you, I'm a Christian babalawo. If you plan against me, the spirit of Elijah will not let you succeed. You'll be dead. But you won't die in my office. You'll go home. You died. All right, on a lighter note. What I'm trying to paint to you here is that the moment your friend says to you, ah, who? Ayo. You don't know Ayo. Say, which Ayo? Ayo, immediately. All these guys in church. The moment you hear that Ayo, what's the IQ of the CBN governor? You see, that knowledge does something. You now look different all of a sudden. The fact that you will now become angry that he dressed that way to deceive you. No, be yourself. You start saying, be yourself. You don't have to do like you giving mixed signals. Why? Show you have seen your heart. We know that you have no regard for anybody. The day your car breaks down the road, that your friend that is speaking with her nose or his nose cannot help you fix that car. Is that mechanic on the road that you said did not go to school that will come and say, Oga, na they say radiator. They'll say it's the radiator. They will call something. You'll be confused. So who really went to school? The one that got a PhD, or the one that knows how to solve a problem. This Eve. I can't even call her Eve. I call her woman because it was after this time that they gave her Eve. This woman, in those days, in Ohafia, our parents say, woman. When they're angry at their wife, they say, woman. Things fall apart. The moment Satan started speaking to this woman, she looked at the tree again. Please put up the scripture. Then she noticed certain things. This was the tree they have seen all this while. Nobody paid attention. I'm showing you Satan's strategy of deception. Then the woman saw that the tree was what? Good for what? When the Lord said to them, you should not eat. Anytime they looked at the tree, what did they see? Death. They saw that this thing was death. But when Satan introduced another information, then she looked at it again and finally saw that it was good for food. Why didn't the serpent go to Adam? Adam will not listen. But if, I know you are very, you believe you're a man of yourself. But if your wife believes in something, just know that 70% of the time, that's what you are going to do. So choose wisely. If your wife is not a very wise person, her only area of interest in her nails, makeup, all those things, she doesn't really know. She's not good at anything. She's not looking for a relationship. She's looking for sponsorship. Are we still here? Everywhere is quiet. Please let me ask your neighbor, are you looking for a relationship? They are not talking now, they are angry. Are you looking for a relationship? Or are you looking for sponsorship? Even the men are angry now. They don't want to marry again. Let your father train you before you come. Say, I can't marry my wife, cannot give me money. Is that why you are here? Is that why you are here? Why didn't you? You are asking me to give what your own father could not give you in 30 years. Is it not obvious that you don't have sense? What your father could not do for you in 30 years, me, and I have not married you. Say, so you want to test me to know. I have failed the test. I fail in flying colors. Say, those who failed, my name will be number one. Because, and people don't know, it's the spirit of the age. Even with your master's degree, you are thinking like this. Come on, say, God forbid. Have your own money. Let the guy consider it a privilege to be married to you. Not that, my expense used to be 100,000. Now that she's here, it's now 500,000. Well, me, I will not even fall into that trap. Because after the love clear my eyes, before I go to the altar, I will not check all those things. And I won't send away. I'll just become, you just notice you can't reach me. Then you start calling me. Once I say I'm not feeling, you just notice that I'm logging off. All the windows are logging off. Later, I say, I don't know what's wrong with him. Me too, I don't know what's wrong with me. I have seen that this is where I'm going to sink and die eventually. Even if I have the money, I will not give you. The money is not the problem. The problem is I want to take a life journey with a waster. And for those of you that give money to men, continue. You are doing very well. You will not have any savings. You will be praying against wasters. And God and Satan will sit down, drink tea and be laughing at you. You think you can keep a man by helping him? Alright, back to the message. Some people, I don't know who that was for. But they are online. Oh yeah, put up my scripture. Are you blessed? I want you to be angry and begin to make it in life. Be angry. Just be angry that from today, calculate all those people that always call you 22nd, 23rd of every month. Write their names. Once it's 20, block them. Then release them on the 2nd of next month. That's why, I wish I could say this in Yoruba, but I think I should just look for a Yoruba preacher, an interpreter. Oh, Nila Kojo. You won't have savings. You won't have savings. If you want to help, help. But don't be an idiot. Because you work for your money. Meanwhile, you are not a title. She saw that the fruit was good for what? For what? For what? That means she considered it to have passed the test. A certain test. Something she can ingest. Do you know that whatever you feed into your body becomes part of you? Do you know that there are certain ailments that are called dietary diseases? They are referred to as dietary disease. When you go to the hospital, the doctor will give you certain drugs. All you need to do is stay away from food for 120 days. And stick on fruit. Your body will reset itself. But if anybody tells you now that, man of God, you are not going to eat for the next 4 months. You want me to die? Say, no, you'll be eating. What will I be eating? Say, pawpaw. Did I tell you the story of my friend that they took the mom to the hospital? That the doctor says, Mama should be eating Sasha. Mama is 70 years. When they got home, they stopped at my 12, bought Sasha, called the team. And when I look at the inside of that thing, but that's what the doctor said. Mama said, told his son's wife, do you have Eba? Do you have Gary? The doctor said, yes. Say, give me Gary. Say, Mama, doctor said, say, hey. The son ran out. Mama, kilo day, what's the problem? Say, I'm 70 years already. There is no death that can kill me again. Say the doctor. Say, go forget about the doctor. Go and bring her back. I say, I clap for the woman. Though I did, Mama, you should have. Mama say, leave that. You are your doctor. You are learning. The woman saw that this thing was good for food. Now, the question is, what is your assessment of what is being presented to you? You see, praying to come into his rest is not as important as knowing where you are right now. What are the factors, the mortifying, those factors that are killing you? The friends you have, do they have appetite for holiness? Do they encourage you to do the right thing, or do they tell you to go with the flow? Do they tell you, we listen, we don't judge? What was the next thing she observed? You see, this observation came after Satan spoke. The second thing she saw is that it was pleasant. Now, please put up, just leave the scripture here. There are three layers of observations here. Oh, God. Satan attacked Eve at three levels. Please look at your screen. When Satan said to her, this, when she saw that this fruit was good for food, what part of her being, if man is spirit, soul, and body, which part of her being was being appealed to? Her body. Because when she eats the fruit, it goes into her body. And she can already begin, you know, she's fantasizing, she can imagine how sweet or wonderful that food will be, or that fruit. But there is another item being presented to us here, that it was what? Pleasant to the eyes. What part of her being was being appealed to? Look at it. What part of her being was Satan appealing to? Her soul. Now, do you know that pleasantness is relative? If I come to your house and from the door I can perceive the aroma of your Eddie Kaikon or her with fish, dried fish and all those things, I will tell my wife to go in and greet you. I'm praying, that the Lord suddenly says I should start praying. So I will stay in the car. Because if I tell you I don't want to come in, you will not understand. So I have to, God, I beg, make her use your name, Lysmo. After all, you say pray without ceasing. I will sit down in the car, and when you are looking out from the door, you will see me doing like that. Pastor is praying. Tell them I'm surrounding the area with the blood of Jesus. But somebody could be with me, and the moment the person perceives the aroma of or her soup, say, thank God, Pastor will know it. Me, I will eat. The person is already blessed. Because whatever they serve here is two for one. So, say, Pastor, show me I can eat where we are going. Where are we going? Say, Pastor, talk where it's at. We can eat. I say, yes. Now. Once I enter, say, Alafia, peace unto this house. Wait till now they cook. The person will just go straight. Maybe it's Pastor David. He will just go straight to the kitchen and give Pastor Patience high five. From outside, I don't know they perceive this thing. Alpha, is he ready? Say, yes. Yeah. Say, you know, the word of God is very true. He will start preaching. See, when Jesus turned water to wine, it was his first miracle. As is with our patients, he's not aware that Jesus turning water to wine is the first miracle. Say, you see, but Jesus. And as he's talking, the muscles are disappearing from the plate. Say, Jesus. See, God is good. Amen. He just saying rubbish. He just saying rubbish. The guy just was, he doesn't want, say, keep the door open. He's gauging me. They pray. We are here. Pleasantness is relative. What may be good in my eyes may be very offensive to you. I was talking to my wife this morning, you know, took me some time because to get myself together. I was in Lekki up to like very late last night. So, but I just noticed that a lot of us brothers, I was showing her, somebody was on the stage speaking. They were seated. And I noticed the guy, even though he's a popular player, he wasn't properly seated. Some men feel that because they are wearing trousers, gives them the right to sit anyhow. Eh? Because nobody, you have grown up being used to not being challenged. Most of the things we accuse women for, we can't stand it. We cannot stand it if we are women. The brothers have left the church. The truth of the matter is, let me not say this, so I will not give someone license to sin. The truth of the matter is, when the lady is 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, you cannot expect the same standard. Oh, God have mercy on me. You know, you cannot expect. That is the time of her life where she should be allowed some leeway. Huh? She should not dress like her mother. Somebody is covering her mouth with her hands. You should see her and say, wow, leka barade leka sola. Even if she's the pastor's daughter. Because, actually in the Bible, once you are like 18, 19, they expect you to be married. You don't have to be indecent. But that is the time of your life people expect you to show off. We are only begging you to pity the innocent brothers. But we know it's your time. Because some people are so religious, your 18-year-old girl will tie whatever she's wearing till it covers her face and her nose. There's no COVID. All right. So I think some of you can give a sign of relief now that this pastor is still a human being. Eh? That's the time. But it doesn't take away the responsibility of decency from you. I saw a brother seated on the stage, a very wonderful man of God. And he just sat with his legs spread apart. And he was the one coordinating the debate or whatever they were doing there. And for me, I don't mind because I'm a guy. But I now realize that, but this is the way we normally accuse the ladies. So why are ladies not talking? Could it be that they are so lost in sin that they are not even noticing again? Ladies, can I ask you a question? When you see a man that is seated, do you think that some men sit improperly? Why are you guys saying nothing? No, let's talk about sitting. You are on stage in front of a camera, maybe like a panel. Why would you? Because some of you don't know why you didn't get the job. You went for an interview. But your pastor did not tell you. Oh, are you still here? When I go for interview sessions, I am not really interested in your CV. If your CV was not averagely good enough, I won't invite you. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at your body language. I'm looking at how you respond. Are you laid back? Are you dull? Can you play with it? Can you work in a team? Can you cross-fertilize ideas? I'm looking at, I give you real life scenarios and I ask you, what would you have done in a situation like this? I know I'm asking you right now. It's not possible for you to get, it's not a right or wrong answer. I'm just trying to see the way your brain, are you a competitor or a collaborator? Come on, are you here? And I need both in my team. Collaborators will work on a project that is assigned to them. Competitors are leaders. Competitors are those people in your team. Oh goodness, let me just focus on my message and leave all this HR things alone. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you why the person they chose to be a team lead in your office, usually they are not very smart. Huh? Can you relate? Some of them, when they talk, it is not even aware of the latest software. It's not aware there's an update. Please, can someone relate? Sometimes when you talk, the way they will be talking, you will be asking, how did she get the job? Abi? Your me talk to me. Eh? It's like, how did this woman even get this job of team lead? But she's your boss. She understands the difference between collaboration and competition. She understands office politics. And let me tell you, office politics is real. Go and learn how to play it. Because my girl will fight for me to office. Woman, sack. My God will fight for me. God knows the way God knows the way I used to. I don't abuse anybody in this office. We are going to sack you. If you want to stay, start abusing people. There any question, any suggestion? No. That's why we are going to sack you. You have been in this office for 2 years. You have not given any suggestion that even makes the MD like, okay. Like something to for the MD to take away. The day you will know you are making impact is when your MD starts judging when you are talking. Even if your boss hates you and tries to sack your boss, say no. He has listened to you. He has heard you. Don't join any Zoom meeting, Teams meeting, and turn off your camera again. That's the first place you begin to know who leaders are. Turn on your camera. While your boss is talking, I don't leave my message. But this, I have to tell you, are you here? I'm telling you how to move from collaborator to competitor and become a leader. Some of you don't know. They are very humble. Who needs your humility? Is that we are going to make profit? Or I think it's that ATM card, 1,000 ATM card that you give your customers. That's how we pay your salary of 400,000. You think that's how we make money? Customer come, bank draft. You think that's how? Go and ask. Don't be a thief. Go and ask. In this, sir, how do we even make money in this organization? Sir, have you thought of this? Even if he doesn't take your idea, he says that this one is thinking about the business. She's thinking about what?
Business.
The business. The business. She's thinking, oh, I saw this. The day they want to have a special project team, they'll say put her there. Because it may not be her field. Huh? But all of a sudden, you are now pleasant to the eyes of your boss. Mm. All of a sudden, like, okay. She just has a way she comes out with her. Sometimes your boss will send you a message. Oh, let's have a chat tomorrow around this. But this is what I want us to talk about. Think about it. Why do you think he sent you that message? God, it lies your face. Some people are unsackable. No matter who the HR guy, some people are unsackable. Nobody can sack them as long as the MD of that office likes them. And it's not partiality. Huh? They know how to play the game. You wake up, the way you wake up on the bed is the way you go, and after we are not going to turn on our camera. And she saw that the fruit was pleasant to the eyes. And this is another message for another DMJ. Because we need to talk about this for pleasantness. It is relative. Some people may not mind. But if you are dealing with somebody who is a goal getter, Satan did not come into that garden to negotiate. He came to make them offend God. So he had to sell a narrative to them. And that's what happens in the office. That's what happens in the market. You go to the market, they present you a particular type of jeans. You say, I want to buy a pair of jeans. Do you know my brother from Ohafia in Mandilas or some of those guys? He will probably bring out a particular jean or chinos. When you now ask him, do you have anything better? He will now go back. And bring another. He will now tell you, but this one is more expensive. The guy has looked at you and he assumed that you just want what is regular. Eh? The 5,000 naira jean. So he brings that one out. The moment you insist, I don't like this. If you keep insisting, he will leave the shop, go to another shop and ask for a quality. The moment you hold that one, this one is different. One day I went to Lagos and I said, I don't have any pair of chinos. Let me just go out. You know, I wanted to buy 3 pair of chinos. I paid for the chino. Everything looked perfect until I came home and I dipped it inside water. Unfortunately, I'm not good with knowing location, so I can't even remember where I bought the thing from. So many Igbo boys spoke to me on my road from Marina into. I think they do that thing to confuse innocent people, because I couldn't remember bottom line, that's how I wasted my money. Going through that place is very stressful. You will talk to strangers. Strangers will talk to you. I'm trying to tell you that Satan's strategy is to first of all deter you by making something that God says is evil and poisonous to suddenly become what? Pleasant to your eyes. And even if that Adam would come and say, Eve, don't touch this. You say, look at it now. Can't you see that even this one, this foot is well rounded? Look at the shape. Okay, look at the one we ate yesterday. Look at this one. There's a difference between radish in blue and... It's pleasant to the eyes. It's the reason why you don't take that girl you're interested in to Mr. Biggs. There's a reason. It's pleasant to the eyes. It's why you won't take her to Mr. Biggs, where their AC is most likely not working. If I'm talking to some of my younger ones, from my nephews and nieces, I want to have a conversation, I will take you to Mr. Biggs. Or Sweet Sensation, where they open windows there. I will sit down, but let's talk. So, why have you chosen to destroy yourself? You know, it's a very tough conversation. I don't want AC. As I'm talking, I want to see you sweating. But I can't take my wife to that kind of place. It's not because anyway, I don't even think she doesn't even want it. She has outgrown that level. But before now, I can take her there. But she has some. You have to keep growing till you outgrow some levels. It's not pride. So I would most likely take her to a place where it will just be a buffet. I'm even happy. He says I can do it. I know she doesn't eat, so it's okay. I'm happy. There are some people, you take them there, when you see the bee, you will remember your mother in Wafia. Put up that scripture. She saw that it was pleasant to the eye. And how many of you know? And for our sisters, this matter is very, very germane to your life, your career, your future. How many of you know at the moment you walk into your office and everywhere start looking funny? You start looking for another job. You just come in. Do you know men can work in a particular company, even when they say the company is going to fail, and they will still be working. They will show up. I have a friend that for 3-6 months, he was not paid, he kept going. Because according to him, I've not gotten another job. So in case they will pay tomorrow, and if they come, they don't meet you on your seat. They say, those who have not been coming. He kept going until he was sacked. Until they say, don't come again. But if a woman comes into the office, she just feel like, everywhere is offensive, everybody is like having some attitude. Everybody is like, I beg, I'm leaving, I can't stay here. She will start telling you, I can't stay here. The moment that element of pleasantness is no more there, the marriage is over. Some people don't know why the marriage failed. That's why I tell you men, whatever you do, don't lose your respect in front of your wife. Whatever you do, you can be lying to yourself and saying you love you. Just make sure, inside that love, you are the one buying the food in the house. When you finish deceiving yourself, make sure there's internet at home. If there's no water or toothpaste, even if it's half toothpaste you can buy, go and buy it. Don't lose your respect. You know they tell them, don't lose your respect. All right. People will be... I would like to know my wife's opinion, but... I'm the one preaching. Put up that scripture. The first observation which she made was that it was something that appealed to her body. And Satan will usually use these three strategies to get you. The second one will appeal to your soul. The third one, she says she noticed, she observed that these three has the ability to make a man wise, spiritual. Because Jesus is the power and the wisdom of God. Do you know what spiritual wisdom is? Spiritual wisdom is that you have a problem. Mortal men will run around and begin to look for solution. A wise man, a spiritual man, will come and begin to make incantations. He will begin to make incantations. He will begin to speak in a language that, even though it's a Euro, it's your general, but it's a deeper, very deep level. Eh? Very deep. Do you know, for those of you that are Yoruba, I hope you know there's a Yoruba that most of us don't understand. The origin. So you are not speaking Yoruba, you are learning. Are you here? Please understand these three strategies. This is how Satan works. Every time. You may not like a person, the moment they give you a particular information, like Eve was introduced to certain things about that tree, disposition towards that forbidden tree changed. Like that lady I spoke to about that I said I liked but didn't like me. She now noticed I could prophesy. She now liked me more than I liked. So I fled. Huh? There are certain things about you must keep private. The source of your power. Come on, are you here? It is not every time you come on stage, if you're a preacher or someone, and come and tell people how many hours you pray. Or the secret things that God said, this one is for you. You now say that every month I fast, first 7 days is by divine instruction. It's good, you may want to encourage the people. But sir, you are giving information, valuable information to the enemy. You have to be careful. That's why when the serpent came, MJ, the serpent started by asking a question. Did God say? I want to know your level of understanding of how the garden operates. How are you, you and Adam, how are you doing it? This company, how do you guys run it? Huh? What's happening here? Eh? You guys don't fight in this house. What's it? My former landlord, he came to my house. He said, Bengulo, I am Bengulo. That guy, that's the way he calls me. There's one, I don't know, who is this counterpart of Tokpa Lavi? There's one lady that sings like, no, old. Is it Shola Alisi? Yeah. So she's been around for a while. So I used to have her CD then when she was just starting. So she used to sing a lot of gospel songs, and I like her vibe. So whenever I play it on my player, I would just be enjoying myself, you know. My landlord came to me and said, Bengulo, because his room was next to mine. Bengulo, I said, landlord. No, Mentalo, his name is Mentalo. That's his nickname, Mental plus O. I say, and he's very tall. Say, Mentalo, Alpha. Like that song you are playing. Anytime you play that song, I notice that day, I will not beat my wife. I say, that's good. Question, Dan, is that not good? And I say, borrow me the CD. I just want to play it. The mistake I made was, I should have gone out to look for the CD. Eh? And giving him a copy. And you know the word is Money Miss Road people. They have big speakers. All these older speakers that work ahead with very powerful tweeters. That if they are playing a song here, everybody in the community must follow them to listen to that song. You must join them. They don't believe in enjoying alone. Everybody in that community will know that. So person is the one playing this music. They know the kind of song Brapart plays. They know the kind of song Loretta plays. They know the kind of, so they know who is who around at any time. Except there's no light. The guy started playing the song for like 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. And I observed that there was no quarrel in the house. One day I just went to and said, Mentalo. I borrowed you CD. Return it now. I don't know. He said, like, you know how they be now. I said, no, I don't know how they be. Give me my CD. Take. My phone will leave. He said, I will increase your rent. Maybe they collect your CD. I'll increase your rent. I said, leave that one. I go see borrow you, but bring her first. Me said, go ahead, enjoy. My brother, my sister, that day, come and see BT in the house. This time around, not only did he beat his wife, the wife beat him. Beat his neck. I said, this man was right. I should have just given him this CD. Satan came and said, did God say, sometimes your journey begins with an inquiry. Your journey begins with an inquiry. Satan came. He wanted to be sure of how best to come after them. So he wanted to find out, how much does this woman know about her husband? How much does this woman know about the instruction? If anybody comes to you, including your pastor, asking, including, even let the person be from your village, your father, your mother, and they are asking about the secret of your spouse, the way they were asking Samson. So, if I tell you this information, what do you want to do with it? Please, I just want to improve on my prayer life. How does pastor pray? You don't need to know my prayer life. Go and read the Bible. The Bible says Jesus prayed all night. Start praying all night. And Jesus was killed for that. Daniel was almost killed for praying. If not for the mercy of God. Why are you interested? You may even be around me and may not know I'm fasting for 3 days. Because that's when you will see granite in front of me. And in your mind, you may not know that this person is fasting. But you see me eating granite. So that granite is just for strength. Anyway. What? Please put up that scripture. Please go back and read this thing very well. The moment she also saw that this food was able to make a man wise, that was when the final straw was broken. If anybody wants to marry, you can set this test for them. It's three-layer test. You need to know what the person really likes about you. Eh? Are you with me? Sisters, are you here?
Yes,
you need to know what the person really likes. You need to know, is it the structure of your soul, how your soul, is there a calmness? You need to know, because there are certain things among these layers that can fade away. There are some that are eternal. Well, that is part one, foundation for this message. But so please understand that Satan's strategy is trickery and deception. Satan always works with tricks. He will try to put something that looks like the truth in front of you. But what he wants to do is to deceive you. Just because he looks good doesn't mean he's God. That strategy or trick or deception of the enemy is meant to test the degree of your understanding of the will of God concerning what you are doing. One of the things that amazes me today is how the Lord can be very clear about a person not doing something, and the person will be praying that God should allow him do that thing. I don't get it. That's why if I pray for somebody now, 3 weeks, 1 month, I leave you. Because it means the solution to your problem is not prayer. And most times people will not tell you what they did. I prayed for a brother called me from one country, I won't say where, but somewhere towards the end of the earth. The brother called and I don't know him, he just called me. I even thought it was a scammer. Then the brother said, somebody gave me your number from this location that you are able to help them. I said, what do you want? said, "Ah, my wife and I, we are trusting God for a child." The day that brother, you know, can I tell you that sometimes the way you feel tired and carnal, have you ever woken up and you just want to be carnal, and useless? Do you know what I mean? Like, you just wake up. Who understands what I'm saying? I say you wake up and you just want to be, just want to feel like you can sit down that morning and put Vivian's thought in your mind and be smoking a bowl with it. Do you know that kind of scenario? I'm just saying, because nobody, it's only God that knows what you are doing. This is your mind. There are so many things. Like one lady that sat here. This is it. And after she left, she said she's not coming back to this church. And the friend said, "Why?" She said, "I like that your pastor." Me, I was even trying to do follow up. It was her friend as a pastor, "Don't follow up this one." I said, "Why?" She really looks like it. She said, "Pastor, your anointing, your prophecy is not accurate." This one, when she sat there, she told me that I invited her that, if I come to that your church, your pastor will no longer be a pastor. So when I saw her at one wedding ceremony, I just prostrated for her. She didn't know why I prostrated. This one is my mother. I just prostrated. She said, "Good morning, pastor." I said, "Whoa. You, I don't hear your master. I prostrated. You are my mother. Don't kill me. I'm just starting my life." I prostrated. Because without her gold hair and everything, she was only in Jamaica can save me. If she stretches her hand like this, I will not run. Only Mike, and he must be very fast. Some of you don't know why pastors have bodyguard, and it's because of this kind of things. Because sometimes the angels may be ministering to the people and leave the pastor in the hands of a Delilah. I think carry me come here now. What was I saying? What is Delilah spirit? Yes, so I just woke up that morning. I was just fantasizing about so many things. I didn't pray. 10 a.m., the call came in. At 11 a.m. When the guy was telling me, I said, "This guy is talking to the wrong person." Me, we never pray since morning. Me, we, if they open my mind like this, all this, where did this word, I don't commit her. All, Igbo, smoke, everything, drink, shekpe, everything. This was like 4 years ago. So I'm not useful to that guy. It's better to tell him to go and continue suffering. So I now told him, I say, "Young man, where are you?" He said, "New Zealand." I said, "I cannot help you now. He will call back." So my plan is that before he comes back, I'll just drag myself to the presence of God. And I'll begin to sing. "Oh, merciful God, we ask for your mercy. Oh, dear merciful God, we seek for your grace. Turn my life around, oh Lord, I pray." I would just begin to sing like that and allow the cleansing process begin. But do you know that God, who is very merciful, as I was, the brother said, "Okay, we'll come back." As he was about to say, "Okay, have a nice," I said, "Wait." My gift just became active. I said, "Wait. I said, your wife has killed someone before." He said, "No." I said, "Two of you have killed someone before. Let me add you." He said, "No, sir. We live in New Zealand. If we do something like that, they will know." I say, where did you take your wife to commit abortion? Ah, that was in Nigeria. Okay, you forgot. God did not forget. Apparently, the woman was engaged to marry another guy. She was engaged to marry another guy, and she was pregnant for the guy. But because she wanted to now follow this one, whatever reason, maybe she didn't want to marry him again. The other guy, this new guy, now took the girl to the hospital to abort that baby. Two of them now got married, traveled abroad, and God closed the womb. Turn my life around, oh Lord, I pray. Turn my life around, oh Lord, I pray. Today, when you have gone far, that's the only prayer you can pray. Say it on my life around, oh Lord, I pray. Turn my life around, oh Lord, I pray. Today, if God wants to help you, He will introduce revelation. If God is quiet about your matter, you are in trouble. So these people moved to New Zealand. They were living their lives. They built their house. They are prosperous. So it's not a case of the girl cannot be pregnant. She has been pregnant before. The doctor still tells them in that country, there's nothing wrong with you. But it was the Lord that what? Turn my life around, oh Lord, I pray. Turn my life around, oh Lord, I pray. Today, how do I know when I'm in spiritual trouble? Number one. When I begin to hear His voice afar off, the way He normally talks to me is no longer the way I'm hearing Him. You know, when the Lord came to the garden, He asked them, He said, Adam, where are you? But they were hearing Him afar off. Huh? They were hearing Him, but He wasn't close to them. It was Adam that now responded, we are here, but we are hiding. We are hiding. When you begin to, the experience you used to celebrate, all those experiences you used to celebrate, how God used to reveal Himself to you when you are praying, when you are alone, even in the church like this, you have some encounters with the Lord, where you now notice that you are seeing those things skeletally. As if you have to put in twice the effort for what you used to get easily before. That means you are preparing for trouble. Number two, when you begin to hide from God's presence, one of the marks of sin in a man's life is that he will begin to hide. When Adam sinned against the Lord, he went to hide behind the bushes. He was using some fig leaves to cover his nakedness. And God asked him, young man, who told you are naked? You are not supposed to have this kind of information. You are not naked. The fact that you even think you are naked means you have done something. What did you do? I covered you with my glory. I call it my glory. What are you doing with fig leaves? What are you doing with this? Even animals are not dressed. Hey. When you begin to find that it's convenient to stay away from the presence of the Lord, both personally and as a Christian fellowship, as a church, when you can do it deliberately and not feel any remorse, my brother, my sister, you are in spiritual trouble. Actually, the love for Christian fellowship is one of the indicators we look for in healthy Christians. One of, not all, but one of the indicators. Number three. When you begin to withdraw from the place of prayers and you start making excuses, and one of the ways you will know is that it's not that you are busy, but it will be Netflix time. It will be prime video time. That's the time that give me one pretty name now. Sade. You know those songs that you can sing with? Sade. What other songs have we, what other names do we use? Linda. Chioma. That's when Chioma will be chatting you. Huh? And it's just so coincidental that you'll be thinking of Sade, you will just see her message. How are you doing? Has it happened to you before? Say, ah, wow. This is divine. This must be a confirmation. My brother, you are in spiritual trouble. If that Chioma is chatting you when you are supposed to pray, and you cannot tell her, I'm going to pray, I'll talk to you later. Ah, there's trouble. Number four, withdrawing from the place of accountability. How to know when you are already getting into trouble? You will all of a sudden begin to have special revelation on how we are all equal in Christ. All equal in Christ. How that no man is superior. I agree. That's why you are in trouble. I agree. You see, the way God made this world, He didn't make any man to be strong enough to survive alone. So that's why we need each other. The moment you no longer feel the need to be accountable, what do you think they teach our children when they go to primary school? When they have to resume at a certain time, and close at a certain time, then wait for extra lesson, and even when your parents are out there waiting for you, you cannot go out. I don't know the kind of school your children are going to. In my own children's school, they will not even allow the parents to go to the class. In those days, my mom would just enter and walk straight to the teacher. They even know each other. It's very stubborn. No? You just said they'll start talking. Your mom, the way she look at you, you know that today, when you get home, your own don't done. In those days, the world was very young. Almost everybody knew everybody. That teacher, she's in the same society with your mom in church. That woman that sells something on the street there, she's in the Bible study team. She's among the ushers. So the day you are playing ball and you mistakenly kick the ball on somebody's tomatoes, before you get home, your mom has said, say, not be John be this. Where your mama? She dey house. What they are telling you that you are in trouble. Any day we see your mother, you all don't know. So everybody was had responsibility of taking care of everybody. But a generation started to rise. They were watching American movies. I've watched a lot of American movies where grown-up children tell their dad, get out. Get out of my room. And the dad will leave. I'm not joking. So when we started watching that, so I tell my children, the day I noticed that, you are grounded, no YouTube, no nothing. Watch Mount Zion. Watch Mount Zion. Let them show you those scary things. I said, watch one last night. Say, get out, dad. Hey, boy. Hey, son. Say, hey. Out, dad. Out. He needs his father's house. Dad, you're in my room. You need to knock before you come. You know, God has really tried in my life. I think I'm very patient now. But the day any of my children try that, my children are not aware that I went to a military school. Maybe they are hearing now. And my bones are still strong. Like Caleb. It will not be punishment. It will be what we call rushing. Do you know what we call rushing? Russian. There was a day my son provoked me. That was the first time I rushed him. My wife was shocked. Like, what? I totally lost it that day. I said, no, he won't understand if I just... So I rushed him. I didn't even give him chance to... He was dazed. But it turned out right. After that
day, he just straightened up. Accountability is good for you. You see, most of us don't know the value of accountability until you go into the world of physics. You will now know that for every law of physics that you break, there is corresponding punishment. Are we together? Or go into the world of science and you refuse to be accountable. Just go 7 stories and jump. Because we are like Christ. Amen. See, as he is in this world, so are we. But even when they told him to jump, he refused. Even Jesus, they said, he joined. He said, I know they jump. Like one fake prophet that was trying to walk on air in South Africa. Meanwhile, we've done that. In gas, they take Duan. I said, guy, are you walking? Or they just did it. They positioned the camera on his leg. They now tie his body with rope, lifted him up. We that we have been doing video editing. There's a way we will remove the rope, remove everything. That Superman, Spider-Man, you think he's actually jumping? The boy is in one room. Or Aquaman, swimming inside bathtub. Grown-up man, swimming inside bathtub. Giving you the impression is in another... It's American people, sure. Accountability is what can determine how long you will live. And for every level you get to, there's always that system of accountability you must have. Number one, you must have accountability for those at your level. There are people at your level, your friends, your godly friends. There are some people that God will just put in your space to support each other and to be able to speak the truth to each other. There are also people above you. Those are the very old people or mentors, people in that category that can help you and guide you. You can also have an accountability system for those that are younger than you. Because now you are trying so hard not to disappoint them. So you become a role model. You must find your reason. If you become so free, you must find a way to bring your head under. What number? How to know when you are about to get into trouble, spiritual trouble, when you begin to make unnecessary mistakes. Unnecessary mistakes in judgment, decision making, recklessness, the things that God says sin, you now justify them. It means that there is a trap that has been set in front of you and you need to be careful. Number 6, when you begin to feel shame, or you begin to feel the pressure, or you are dealing with a lot of shame, you are not proud of yourself, and no matter what anybody or any pastor says, shame is all around you. Maybe because of something you have done before, or something that you just keep remembering, you are about to get into trouble. Because the moment... this thing always works, and it's, you know, fear, shame, depression, doubt. Anytime Satan brings this thing around you and he succeeds, most likely that attack will sail through. When the Lord stops convicting you of distance you have towards him, when the Lord no longer convicts you, when the Lord is no more speaking to you that, my daughter, you are far from me. My daughter, you are far from me. My son, you are far from me. When you can no longer hear his voice like that, you are in spiritual trouble. You need to run. Start running to the church. Collect key. Come and be praying here. Let me give you one more. When you now find it convenient believing a lie, when you now find it very easy to believe a lie, even though you know that this thing is a lie. A brother was talking to a girl under the tree. And let me try to wrap up by 11. A brother was trying to talk to a lady, very nice lady. And when the brother was done, he left. And the lady's friend came and said, why are you listening to that guy? Don't you know who he is? He's like this in this area. Nobody talks to him. And he's lying. And the lady said, I know he's lying. I just like the way he's doing it. He's talking so well. So, when he becomes, she knows the guy is not going anywhere. But there's a reason why ladies like the bad boys. And one of it is the way they talk. They are very smooth. So, when you find it very convenient to believe a lie, why are you, maybe you see a brother who is divorced and he wants to remarry and he has asked you out. And you now like, okay, you are looking at the fact that he lives in the U.S., in Chicago, and you are in the Surulere. You know, that Surulere, you can be there forever. Surulere. Patience has great value. That's the meaning of Surulere. And this guy is in Chicago. And, but for some reason, you know, so why did you leave your first wife? You know, what's that thing they say in court? Irreconcilable differences. Please, can we break this difference? I want to know, where is the minus coming from, the debit? No, because difference in math is minus. So where is this minus coming from? Is it from here or from there? And because you just want to marry this guy, it's automatic citizenship. Nobody is perfect. Robimbo, I'm sincerely afraid. I had a conversation with someone from Deeper Life. So I'm going to mix up a few of the details, but the story is true and is recent. This young lady doesn't put on earrings. She is no longer a Deeper Life member. I don't know why somebody will leave my father in the Lord, Dr. Kumuyi, alone. I don't know why. But it's okay. She left, started going to another church in Lagos that is one of the churches we call seeker-sensitive churches. Please, do you know what seeker-sensitive churches are? Do you know? Have you heard that term before? Who knows what? Who has heard the term seeker-sensitive churches? Pastor Gafulai. No. A seeker-sensitive church is like a supermarket. It's a church that they know what you want and they can give it to you. They can organize a crusade and invite MI. They can invite just to be able to win you. They can ask you to come to church and be cooking food every day. And pastor will just come up for 10 minutes. We love you. You're welcome to the church. God bless you. Please, as the food goes around, please, there's water there. There's also wine. There's juice. I like that church. Church where they assist. Church where they pamper. Now, those things are not bad. But when it becomes an everyday thing, we call them seeker sensitive. They know the kind of message you want to hear. Messages that are motivational, messages of love, of hope. The pastor won't tell you that if you sin, you will go to hell. He will tell you Jesus is the answer. He will tell you that, are you still here? He will tell you that what you do with your body doesn't matter because your spirit is already saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They speak through their nose in that church. Even though all of us, we are in this Niger together. They are seekers. So they organize their services to make you happy. You can never go to that church and feel sad. They know you. They've studied you. They've seen that people that come to church are bankers, they are corporate people, computer whiz kids. Okay? They know what to give you. They have 4 services. 1 hour. They know that people don't like to stay long in church. So they build the service in such a way that You can't beat them to it. The lady said to me, I can't go to any church that is not that I'm not going to feel comfortable. I just can't stand it. I said they never open your file. When they open your file, do you go to MFM church looking for AC? From the entrance. God of Elijah, send down fire. God of it. From the entrance. Whereas we are praying, you will hear my fine Lord Dr. Oluka say, if your neighbor is not praying, leave him. Change hands. Where are you? In that church, there are no first timers. It's not until you stand up. The way you are even praying, they know you're a first timer. Because this program, they've been announcing it for like 3 weeks. And they told people to prepare. Everybody knows the rule. Oh, the feel like I send a fire. Meanwhile, your professor, your head of department, you saw him sitting in front. And you see, is it where he's vibrating? Is it the devil so wicked? Like, he's called the devil for a reason. Dr. Luka doesn't care about whether you want to be happy. His own is, if you are here, this is deliverance time. Eh? It's deliverance time. And I've told some of you, before you fry your hair, go to MFM first. Let them remove the one-on-one run that is in your bloodline. Before you start speaking English as if you are the first person to go to school. Now who English help? You waited the pursue. Now who English help? I studied in California. Now you call them for Nigeria. California. No, be there fire the burn now. Who told you judgment can't get to where you are? But this is the issue. As I engaged her, I now asked this wonderfully. If you see her demeanor, you know, she still has that vibe, you know. No earrings, long hair, no fixing, no nothing. Very clear skin. You know that this skin has not been touched by man. I now asked her a question. Can you marry a divorced man? She said, yes. I said, sorry, what church do you say you attend again? When she mentioned, I said, no wonder. She now said, actually, but you should not have been divorced more than 3 times. Oh, did you shout? Now, Bro Bimbo, if this girl had the outlook of there is nobody in this hall now that is as dressed as that girl. The girl is so pretty. She didn't wear any makeup. You just see that. No, this one is. She dresses with the intention to be neat and smart. I saw her in a business meeting. And we just started talking. How old are you? 24. You are 24. And something happened to your mind. You are already accustomed to the fact that if a man is divorced 3 times, you can still marry him. So, I know you didn't get this from Kumuyi. I didn't get this from Olukoya. This church she now attends is a seeker-sensitive church. Where we can organize crusade and bring MI to minister before the man of God will come up. I don't have a problem with the church. But look at how what you listen to over time. That girl may not have been in that church for more than 2 years. But see the damage that has been done to her mind. The first woman listened to a serpent. Look at what she did. Till today, every time a woman is going to give birth, God said she will be in sorrow because of that woman. Do you know that who you are? If you listen to Hitler, you will kill Jews. Don't run away from this type of message. Pastor, I don't know why I didn't get the job. That I took some time to explain to you. I've been shouting it. And for whatever it's worth, I go to school small. Not too much, but small. I can tell you a few things. Dress for your assignment. Don't go anywhere casually. When you are come, someone say, who is that person? Yeah, come. Let me attend to you myself. Don't come looking like a distraction. So this is where my problem, I now became concerned that, how, at what point can you really say you know someone? If I had met that lady sincerely and I was not married, I won't pray again. I will not get into the house. I will not be here. Tungbao, tungbao, tungbao. I say, where is that coming from? From my bedroom. Tungbao, tungbao, tungbao. Sister Mary, what's going on? I'm just, feeling my. Oluwa, 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 Oluwa. Much mistake. I don't do mistake. The shock. And the first thing you remember is you did not pray. You just assumed that because she has a deeper life vibe, MFM vibe. My brother, ask questions. Ask her. What kind of music do you listen to? Instead of coming to say, Pastor, let me pray. There are two names. Go and ask her. I want to also, but is it possible that in between something can be happening before we marry? If she says, I'm not keen on it, but it's okay. Okay. Okay, right again. Let's play some music from your phone. Once you start hearing my people from the other side. Because you won't remember, you need to build your case. Nothing is going to change when you marry. You can wake up tomorrow and you'll be the one begging him to prepare to come to church. And yet, the signs were there. You chose not to see them. If I don't fix my nails, my eyelashes, I can't go out. Are the eyelashes the problem? No. But because she said, if I don't. How much are these eyelashes? Say 25,000. Okay. So we already know where your salary will be going. You just 4, 5, 6, 7. So 2 months later, I call her. I say, we have general meeting. Say, you know God loves you. That's what I said. You know God loves you. Jesus loves you. But me, my own love is not like that. If I remember on the 15th of June, 2024, you said this. Why are you writing that? You know me, I like to write. If I cannot change you, or if she's someone that anytime she's stressed and upset, she takes men off. I'll write it down. People go into LS, they don't even know what to ask for. You don't know what to look for. Red flags in your face that you are calling blue. I love you, the truth is, but I have tried in my own little way without making you uncomfortable to try to show you what the word of God is saying. But I notice you have the latest song of Davido now on your listen. So, me, I'm easily influenced by people around me. Touching with me, as me, I be bad boy. It's just that they use chain to tie my neck and drag me into the kingdom of God. If I see person will encourage me, I go follow Satan. And as it is, you are that person. So, let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your daughter. I bless her in Jesus' name. This relationship is officially over. Say, you didn't even give me a chance. There's nothing to say now. Is there anything that I gave you the date, the time, and what you said? There's nothing to say. It's over. Yeah. But our church is at 374 Ikrodu Road. In case you want to fellowship with us, you can always come for Bible study and this thing. But when you come, just sit down. Don't talk to me. You have to be stubborn. Sometimes we are in that moment of weakness. But you should have your friends around that can say, no, let's not go this direction. But if that your friend is the one that is inciting you, and please hear what I said. We all have our moments of weakness. But you need to put yourself around those who can see, that you would not have gone too far before they would have come in to help you. No lone ranger will survive. No lone ranger. I do my thing. I know the way I follow my God. See, the way Satan is loving. He said, I know the way I follow my God. Go ask Adam what I did to him. You don't know God as much as Adam. Adam saw the glory of God. God used to be the one coming to visit them. Not that they will pray, Shakadaba, let us feed your prayer. Holy Spirit, feed this house now. Feed this. Adam did not do that. God himself will carry himself and come. And I messed him up. I'm a very old devil. I saw Adam. I saw Nimrod. I saw Noah. When the earth was flooded, I was there. I saw Abraham. I brought Agar into his life. I saw fire before he had Isaac. What of Samson? Without that anointing, piece of bread. Say, I know the way I talk to God. God is love. Satan say, who is giving this young generation so much confidence? We will kill for a living. So we need to go back this year, Pastor Kwe. We need to begin to address specific doctrinal matters. For instance, when I was young, I was told that if a person divorces, she cannot remarry. Yes or yes? That even now, if you see someone that wants to remarry, it's as if the person has finally signed off his life to hell. Do you get that vibe? For those of us who heard that doctrine, when you see someone that wants to remarry, you are even scared like ha. People are quiet. The church you are going before, they don't talk about this life. They just tell you to be happy. It's a tricky matter, but it's possible for someone who has been divorced to remarry. Let me just start from there. That one is not today. It's not everybody that divorced that can remarry you. It's not everybody that divorced. Let me give you an example from 1 Corinthians 7. Paul said, can you hear this one? So if you are planning to divorce, raise your hand. So I will finish. I will just leave this thing and go back. Because some people now say, good. Pastor is about to give me the weapon I need now to leave that useless man. No, I did not come here for you. I'm just passing by your street. If you are applying to divorce, raise your hand now. If you are online, raise your hand now. Let me see you so I can move on. I will not say what I want to say. They will not talk because they want me to talk. I will not talk. I will not talk again. 1 Corinthians 7 says, a Christian must not say, I want divorce. We will come back and look at this maybe on one of these Tuesdays. A Christian must not say, I want divorce. That even if you are married to an unbeliever, and your husband, let's assume the woman is a Christian, but the husband is not a Christian, and the husband is happy living with you, the word of God says you must not leave that man. Are we agreed so far? Are we agreed so far? Huh? The guy is a, you know, it's a jai boy, but he likes you. He even tells you to be praying for him. God says, don't leave him. You've married him. Stay there. The word of God now states, however, that if the unbelieving partner, emphasis on unbelieving, if the partner that is not saved, or the partner that is acting like, okay, you can see that I'm not saying my own whatever. Please tell your neighbor rest. Some of you have been under unnecessary bondage. You have sisters that have this kind of situation and you are worried over them. They need a good pastor to teach them. All this motivational message will not help them. They need to know what God is saying. Where did you start from? Is it 12 or 13? Let's start from 10 very quickly. Let's just do this. I don't know who this one is for, but some people just say we know no Bible, say now only prophecy. But when I see and now, because this matter, people run away from it, including in my mother's church. Once you become a pastor, they'll tell you to resign. Yes. Now to the married, I command. To who?
Married.
What did he say? Yet not I, but who?
God.
Who is speaking here? Under whose influence is Paul speaking? There are certain things Paul will say, this is my opinion. But this one, he said, this is the Lord Jesus. He said, the wife is not to depart from who? Her husband. Next verse. But even if she does depart, let her remain. Or? So the Lord makes room for separation, not divorce. If you now decide to divorce, that means you have told yourself, you can be like this till Jesus will come. Don't tell me you want to separate. Now come after church, Pastor, you know it's not easy. I don't know it's not easy. Because I tell you that time, I say, maybe you don't leave the man. I tell you, they say, I can't take rubbish. I don't know. I cannot go to Harvard and come back and be doing this rubbish. Marry your level. You say no. Now you are in trouble. The Lord makes provision for separation. What do I mean? If the marriage becomes very toxic, the guy is beating and hitting you, the Lord makes room for separation, but not divorce. Divorce is not the first thing. All these Gen Z's now, that anything under 3 months, they want to divorce. They want to. And I encourage our teenage church and children, let's start teaching these people the Bible and stop feeding them with ABC of the Bible. No, they can learn that one in school. Let's teach them to know the Lord doctrinally. There are people that don't come to this church, but they send their children here. So why are they doing that? You better know the value of what you have. There are prophets that I know in this Lagos. They don't come to the church to discuss these things. They don't teach you how to prophesy. They don't teach you how to hear God. They want to be hearing God for you because that's how they eat. I come here, I will tell you all these things. But maybe because I will leave this church for 2 months. I'm even going to, there's one visa, but once you click now, we'll go for 2 months. And I'll tell Pastor Tokwe not to preach. We'll go and look for one of those charlatans. Come and be shouting, do you want a revolution? Oh, do you want a revolution? By the time you dance for 2 months, you say, Pastor, we are sorry, come back. By the time I come, you see my hair long with the dada and this, all those Jamaican, they say. Then I say, nah, no, prophet has no honor in his own home, so no problem. I don't go Jamaica. Amen, give me that Bible. More close. Are you blessed? Are you learning anything? This message today has a lot of things, so you need to go back, break them. He said if the woman decides to, if she doesn't want to remain unmarried, she should go back to her husband. And a husband is not to what? If you tell your wife, I want to divorce you, you are not a man. You are weak. Hello, Christians. Are you here? Christians, are you here? If you open your mouth and tell your wife, I want to divorce you, I want to divorce you, you are not a man. You are weak. You cannot fight for your family. You cannot hold your family together. Call the woman. Why not call the woman and say, okay, let's work together. Build this family. That's your own idea that I did not take before. I will take it now. My own idea. Let's see how we can, instead of shouting and disturbing the neighborhood. Two stubborn people. That's the whole problem. It's not that the devil is not even in their matter yet. Because the devil is in China. The devil is currently in China. But because you have sworn that you will not allow this woman rest. And she too has sworn by the gods of her father's house that you will not have sleep. Soft answer turns away rot. Whatever happens to speaking to your wife with respect? She's not your slave. God didn't give you that woman so she can be washing your clothes. You need to understand. If you're angry, buy a washing machine. I'm an undo man. I like pandemonium. And it's all this why I married my wife. My wife can't marry if she's nice. Say no, they pan ya. Say no, make nothing affect her body. Say it's not the pan ya. For me to get pandemonium, I have to be behaving well for like several days. Chai, there is God. So me and I, we agreed that we should go and buy that machine. Once I pay school fees this month, I'll go buy the thing myself. Now me go, they do the thing myself. Call me. Find out helps my anointing. Put up that scripture. Don't kid that woman. Buy a washing machine. Eh? Instead of shouting, put your money where your mouth is. Instead of shouting, just shout, shout, shout. Everybody knows your voice. Next verse. God will give you what it takes to be a man. The people that need the prayer did not even say amen. I said, God will give you what it takes to be a man. So that wherever you go, people will respect you. My wife is in school. I'm also in school. And I'm training myself because I don't like insult. I don't want her to wake up one day and tell me I no go school. So I dey go school. I humble myself. I dey go school. Even what the man they tell us for class, I don't even understand. But I just did. If I come and shout, I say, yeah, they okay. But I dey cry. I know sabi waiting the man they talk. Man just, oh. Anytime the man say class is over, you see how happy I used to be. The joy of the Lord, I just become very happy. Meanwhile, the man would be talking very slow. This theory. But if I reach out, how was it? Very fine. We are making progress. I don't know that another person is all said they give me when they say I pass. I don't know that my result because my own conscience no agree saying that my result too. Please wait up that. It doesn't have to be in the, it could be in your business or whatever. It's because some of you now you want to go and collect jam for. I'm not talking to you. He said, but to the rest I say, I'm not the Lord. Now, can you see this one? He's bringing his own personal counsel now. That means that when it comes to the issue of marriage, every case cannot be the same. You cannot use one rubber stamp and fix that stamp on everybody. Because why this person divorced is not the same reason, even though it may be similar. He said, if any brother has a wife who does not believe, but she is willing to live with him, don't divorce her. That means you are a Christian. Or maybe you got married as unbelievers, you now became a Christian. She did not become a Christian. You don't go and say because she's not a prayer warrior that she should leave your house. God said you'll be guilty. Next verse. And a woman who has a husband who does not believe, if he's willing to live with her, same thing, don't divorce her. Next verse. There's something here, but if I say it, people will be offended. I can't say it, but let me read the verse. If you see it, you see it. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. Is that one clear? That means if there is something that God wants to do in that family, because there is somebody in that house that belongs to him, even though the husband may be a useless man, but because the wife is a child of God, God will still bless the family. And the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. That's what I was trying. Otherwise, can you see it? This one is deep. Otherwise, your children will be what? But remember, I don't want to say this. This thing that Paul said is also in the book of Psalms. What this scripture actually means is that in a family where both parties are not Christian, this is, say you've read it. Next verse. The day I want to preach this thing, we will not record. I don't want to go viral. I want peace. I'm a man of peace. This is the year of peace. I don't want. Now, look at the critical area. But if the unbeliever departs, what does that word depart mean? Huh? If she leaves the marriage, what we are talking about here is in the context of what? If the unbeliever here is the person that is not born again, or the person who chooses to act like an unbeliever, not following the stated scriptural principles, I'm leaving you. So when you see someone that is divorced, the first question you should ask is, who left? Because that's what we even determine where to start from. Who left? Who did the man say go? Or you just woke up one morning, carry your bag and go? Because the antibiotic is different milligram and milligram. What will give you depends on that answer. That's where we start from. And that's where I start from. If the unbeliever departs, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not what? In such. Please give me Amplified. Let's see what Amplified says. Are you here? Are you here? Some of you have colleagues at the office who married and they start having issues. Let them come for Bible study. But if the unbelieving partner actually leaves, let him do so. In such cases, the remaining brother or sister is not morally. The word bound there. Let me give it to you. 1 Corinthians 7:15. If you have any other good version, just put it up. Are you blessed? A lot of people are just suffering for nothing. Now, the word is called doulo, D-O-U-L-U-O. It says to bring under bondage, to make become a servant, to bring under, to be given. When somebody marries, say she is given in what? In marriage. The word bound there is a very strong legal term signifying covenant, agreement, marriage. Are we together? It's a very strong word for bondage, which signifies agreement, covenant, and marriage. So if I was married to her, and I wake up and say, I'm tired of you, you can go. The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus. And I begin to release her. If she says, what have I done? We can talk about it. Let's settle. Say, no. I've seen a stiletto. I've seen Loretta. I want you to go so that Loretta can come. What are you shaking your hand for? I pursue somebody for you. What's the problem? It's just an example. Sometimes you say, you don't want. Meanwhile, I have opened a joint account here with $200 million. I just sometimes you just say no to what you have to be open-minded. Money is talking. She will say, remember you're a child of God. Go. Tired of your wala. Cannot cook food. You cannot do anything. What the Lord says, after that drama, if she goes out and sees your me, put up that scripture. Give me, what was that version we were reading before? This one looks like English. I don't understand. Like French. He said, that brother that left, or the sister that left, is not moral. You know the word moral there? Is not morally. You are no longer the person that asked you to go has broken the marriage covenant. Which means you have, it's as if that partner died. The person that asked you to go, it's as if that person now died and you are free. Please, are you with me? This is not a license to be looking for divorce up and down. Are we together? Are you blessed? And there are a lot of people that are feeling guilty because they divorced. Many of them, it's not their fault. They can move on with their lives. If nobody will join them, I will join them. It's not their fault. The church, a lot of us in church, we are so righteous that we are even more righteous than God. We look down on people that have problem in their marriage as if they were praying for that problem. Will anybody go into any marriage with the plan to divorce? Except the person has problem. The question we should ask is, what did Jesus say? What did the apostles teach us? Then let's bring it together and look at the case. But if you are the one that said, I will show you who I am. Say, because you have a pastor. When I leave you, you fornicate. Because you cannot marry again. The Bible says the one who breaks the marriage covenant has released. Come on, are you here? He has released the other person. Come on, say rest. One of the reasons why a lot of us cannot rest is because of doctrinal gap. We don't know what the Bible really says about certain things. I don't know if I'm helping somebody this morning. Because this year, I am praying that God should send us a lot of divorced people to this church. A lot of them. And when they start coming, you cannot look at them as if you are better than them. Because when life happens to you, you will be humble. Me that I'm speaking with you, my marriage almost ended within the first 2 years. Just like Pastor Bingo, you guys are so funny, so nice. I don't gentle. Somebody was asking about my wife, is it funny like that at all? Just stay where you are. Let me stay where I am. So please, if you remind me, we'll still talk about this matter. Because this is one area Satan wants to trap a lot of Christians. This area of failed marriages. And the question, and this is still a study for me. Because the question I'm asking the Lord is, why is it that in almost every scene in the Bible, there seems to be a second chance except in marriage? The way the gospel was presented to us, it's as if this is one area. Once you cross the line, forget about it. Abi? Pastors in my church were forced to resign because their marriage failed. Also, sorry, because they remarried. And I'm not saying they should have remarried. All I'm saying is, can we even sit down and do Bible study? Let's look at, don't read anything. Just let the Bible explain itself. Huh? Divorce is not God's will. But it doesn't mean that there is no provision to help the person that is in it. Divorce is not God's will. And I've told you, if you are the one that thinks you will leave your husband and you will, the next person you meet is adultery. It's adultery straight up. Because that one is a deliberate sin. Now, there's a scripture, I think it's in, before we read Hebrews 4:3 and we close, I want us to read Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Let me show you the key to finding rest. Are you blessed? Please, I want to encourage you. All this Bible, we are already in the book of Mark, will be done before the end of this month. By next month, we'll go into Luke and John. Please, as we give this encouragement and instruction, try to follow. And please, I hope you know that time is not the problem. The problem is that many of us are not used to reading again. That's why one isn't why we just go online and be telling you rubbish and you have to say, Pastor, is it true? Is it true? Or you go somewhere, somebody will give you wrong prophecy, you take it. Because you don't even know who you are. Oh yeah. Jeremiah 6. Come on, say, look at the screen. Say, thus saith the Lord. Stand in the ways and see. Ask for what? The old. This is what we must recover. Ask for the ancient paths. King James said ancient paths. The road that our fathers walked that we abandoned. He said, ask for that path. Where the good way is, there's something called the good way. There is a road that when you follow that path for your life, God says, oh, this man is on the good path. He said, walk in it. Come on, say, walk in it. Now, there are categories of people in this matter. There are people that they have never heard the gospel all their lives. All they hear is hope, love, all those things. You don't need Jesus for that one. Because if Jesus was preaching love, nobody would kill him. Jesus is love. But for whatever reason, the Pharisees did not consider anything he was saying love enough. They killed him. And they killed him in the dark. So how come you are trying to market a Christianity that will suddenly become so acceptable to everybody? I hope you know that eventually it is a remnant that will be saved. Let me repeat because you didn't hear me. I said, I hope you know. Do you know what remnant is? Huh? Do you know what remnant is? Remnant is when you serve your food on a big plate. Huh, Mama? You now finish eating. You now notice you are full. But you still have small food. But Kamsi has gone to school. Normally, Kamsi will join you and eat. But it's not around. That remaining food is what we call remnant. The remaining food. Huh? Example. The Lord Jesus said, and I quote, as it was in the days of Noah. Come on, say the days of Noah. As it was in the days of Noah, where people were partying, marrying, giving themselves to strange flesh, homosexuality, he said, so it will be in the day of the Son of Man, where people will be marrying, dirty December, dirty November, dirty January, all kinds of abominations with tags, nice tags, like dirty December. Huh? That 8 people will be saved. Hundreds of thousands of people in Noah's world died. Jesus gave another example. As it was in the days of Jonah. Huh? Where Jonah was captured in the belly of a fish and taken to Nineveh, and the people repented. Huh? But do you know that 100 years later, God still came back to destroy Nineveh? Oh, you don't know? The people who were alive when Jonah came, they were dead. So their children continued. Prophecy delayed doesn't mean prophecy denied. God promised to destroy them. He didn't do it initially. He came back 100 years later and wiped them out. Because they now went back into their sins for which God said they must be destroyed. So please understand that as much as God wants everybody to be saved, the chances are that only a few people will be saved. So watch your feet. Guard yourself. Because the day of the Son of Man will be like a thief. Where? In the night. Put up that scripture. Jeremiah 6. He said, ask for the old path. Man of God, sometimes we may not even know where the ancient path is. You need to find somebody who has been there. Those men who saw the temple when it was first constructed. You know, when the children of Israel came back from Babylon, and they rebuilt the temple. Huh? The Bible says the young boys, the young generation, they started dancing. Do you know this story? Huh? You know this story? They started dancing that finally our temple has been built. The old men who were taken as slaves and came back, they wept. Because they saw that even this thing you have built doesn't have the glory of the previous one. You must find men who preach the ancient message. Huh? Not the, that the only thing they talk to you about is, can I be healed? Those are sick and sensitive. Should I marry him? Is this a seminar or a church? You understand? Catchy phrases. But I'm not seeing holiness here. I'm not seeing accountability. I'm seeing you have to be there to describe it. You have to be on that path. You should have been there before to say, this road I'm looking at doesn't really look like where we are going. You know, when Pastor Desmond was sharing at the prophetic congress, for those of you that were there, he made the analogy of driving, that he was driving, and they took a wrong turn, and for 1 hour, they were blasting, top speed. But speed is not the evidence of progress. Somebody may be a millionaire today, it doesn't mean he's blessed. Speed is not the evidence of progress. That somebody made it ahead of you doesn't mean anything. Speed is not necessarily the evidence of progress. You may be going in circles and think you are ahead. Meanwhile, this other person is one step in the right direction. It's very slow, but it's on the right path. But you, like Spider, what's that guy that runs very fast? Flash. You run, you can't catch him. He has PhD. Sir, where are you going? He said he doesn't know. Why did you do PhD? Sir, I just did it. We saw you in Jamaica. He said, just hustling. You're hustling. I hear you now have a farm. Say, yes, I'm a farmer now. Sorry, where exactly? You are doing everything. You can't do everything. You die. Ask for those. The scripture says, do not remove the ancient landmarks. Huh? Do not remove the ancient landmarks. Do not remove the ancient. Once you remove it, that life will no longer have a proper course. Because when you check your thermometer, it will be all your, what's that thing we use on the sea to check to check whether north, east, west, south, there's this. A compass, thank you. It will be giving you wrong. Just remove the knot inside. There's something called the true knot. Remove it and see everything going upside down. You'll be going, you're on your way to Canada. It will take you to Saudi Arabia. When you get there, say, good morning. Say, oh, where? Canada, Dubai. Ah, oh, wow. And if you are lucky, you find yourself in Libya. Then they arrest you for illegal entry. You need to ask. Don't just take the word of anybody. Open the scriptures. Those are the conversations I want to have with people this year. Things that border on what the Bible says. Put up that scripture. Let's round up. He said, ask for the... Give me King James. He says, stand in the ways and see. As for the old part, it's very old. Nobody goes there anymore. Where is the good way? Ask. So when you are asking for that part, you have to describe the way by saying, where is the good way? Where the good shepherd normally walks through? Where is that place that Jesus referred to as the what? Narrow way. There is a place, the broad way. Huh? It allows for orishirishi gbakugba, shekushe. Huh? It allows for all kind of things. You want to do whatever you like, As long as you can say Jesus is Lord, nobody will judge you. We listen, we don't judge. Say, ah, guy, me, once it's Friday, I need to go to the club or just unwind, relax, say amen. Say, I don't judge, bro. You just do you. Just do you. I can see you in hell. You do you, you go to hell. You do you, you go to hell. You do Jesus, you go to heaven. In this kingdom, you don't, even Satan doesn't allow his dedicated followers to do what they like. Even Satan. Say, once it's Friday, I'm going to go and whine. If I'm your Watiti, I'll be your Romeo, you'll be my Juliet. You are going to hell. If you're a Gen Z, you can't even know that song. Forget about it. That song, I don't even know who. The devil has been on my case since. Do you know there was a, let me leave my matter out of this. I wanted to tell you that there was a time I started listening to only French music. No French people, they have many love songs. Like they were doing, at some point I started wondering if we're in the same planet with the French people. Because the way they sing their songs, around here, it's always force, force, force. Those ones, they're very soft. They don't look at themselves, be singing, singing. I said, I'm going to France. Until I realized that I'm not be saying that Keka going to say in another country. I don't even know how God captured me. I'm supposed to don't run since. They just used to tie my leg. Say, you're a bad boy. A dragon. I say, I'm not doing. Say, you must do by force. You're a danger walking. Drag me to the king. I'm going to say, take Mike, be preaching. And we are still here. What about that scripture? Let's random. He said, ask for the good way. That means that if I have an inquiry spirit, if I have a spirit that is always searching, always seeking for the truth, it will be revealed to me. And God says, once I show it to you, what do you do? He said, walk in it. And you shall find what? Come on, say rest activated. This is the problem. People like God as long as he's not demanding anything. But let God not tell you that you can't marry Kunle. Yeah, anyway, he will tell you himself. Me, I cannot tell you because I don't want you to be angry with me. This is my year of rest. So if you anything you want to do, go and do. But if you come to me and I say, Pastor, I'm a tither in this church. You must tell me the truth. I will not check. How much is your tithe? I'll calculate it for you. So last year, you pay how much? Lotto, I need to tell you the truth. This one is a professional boxer. No marry him. But if you bring Michael Jackson, I'll join you. But if you now ask me, tell me the truth. Have I not told you to always tell me the truth? Like Micah, Prophet Micah, I will not tell you that. Okay, since you force me now, don't marry. No, say I did not talk before. But since you force me, no, I'm under duress now. I'm actually feeling stressed. It's just like when some people say they are going to the gym. They want to reduce belly fat. And I'll see them on their status. They'll be posting it. Body goals. Body goals. I want to have a flat tummy. Me and in Jamaica, we sat and were laughing at you. It's just that you will not listen. And the gym people, they must eat. And I don't want to spoil anybody's food this year. What causes belly fat is not food. It's stress. Go and ask your doctor. Your nutritionist. Okay, don't ask doctor. Because those ones, they only know how to give you medicine. Go and ask your nutritionist. That visceral fat is you get it from stress. And I'm not talking about that I was praying. God did not reveal it to me. I saw a live experiment where somebody she was taken away from food for many days, and the belly kept growing. the fat kept increasing. She lost weight in every other place, but this fat, they now say, they now checked her. They noticed she had a lot of things she was worried about. Stress, she wasn't married, she was having problems at the office. That is what makes fat, this fat in this area. They say, God, don't pray again. Go and read the Bible. What did Jesus say about worry? He said, sufficient is the day for the trouble. Leave tomorrow to take care of yourself. You be alive first. Please tell your neighbor, be alive first. God, I don't know what I'm going to do now. Tomorrow now. I heard a rumor that they are going to sack. Are you the MD? Are you the HR? And if they sack everybody, who informed you that you will not remain? But because you are always even coming late, you come late to work, you close before, so you have put yourself on that list. If you do what is right, will you be afraid? As for the narrow way, he said, when I show you the good way, walk in it. When I tell you stay away from sin, what should you do? Walk in it. When I tell you honor your father and mother, what do you do? Walk in it. When I tell you, do not forsake the assembly of yourself together, what do you do? Walk in it. Please put up that scripture. Because some people now, they are thinking of the good way as if it's in the spiritual realm. Let us bring it here. When I tell you, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, what do you do? Are you people angry with me? When God says, stop exaggerating and stop telling lies, what do you do? Tell your neighbor by fire, by force. Now tell your neighbor, I will not allow you to tell lies this year. You know, when you are not doing too badly, pride is not far from you. Eh? And I tested it. I realized that pride is sweet. So I was with somebody recently, the person I said, oh, congratulations, you are now a doctor. I said, well, I'm on my second doctorate. They say, wow. I say, yeah. Well, it's nothing. I look at myself and I say, oh boy, you get pride. You just deceive people, say you're a man of God. You see, your pride is taller than you. I said it more than once. It is sweet me. To be honest, it sweet me. When I said, like, no, I'm on my second doctorate. But I said, no, that one is done and dusted. This is second. I think the person must be thinking, so what have I been doing in my life? I said, but it's nothing. Let me help you. Nothing to worry about. But it didn't switch me after the talk. The doctor, you don't get money for pocket. They wear coat. And at the coat, they wear you. I just they pose up and down. So there's no level you get to. You have to be careful. The day nobody can call you Brother Binga again in church, or Sister Loretta. In fact, the one that even surprised me is, you look at a sister, you call her sister. She said, why are you calling me sister? Are we not brethren? Are we not my sister in Christ? No. That's not how you will marry you. You think that if someone is calling you sister, the person will not see you as a marriage. My name is Tony. My name is Funke or Funky. Or don't call me Sister Funke. What's this now? I thought, no. We have matured. Let's be matured. That I call my sister in Christ, sister. Even my wife, I still call her sister sometimes. Never see anything. When married, do you strong thing? You go call your wife sister, call your brother sister. Never know anything. When you see battles, say, sister, me, let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we take authority in the name of Jesus. You to take some prayer for you. Pray. What is honey? Rubbish. What's that? See battle in front of you. See battle. Ultima led you. You can, Loretta, let's pray. Let's pray. All these nice things is when everything is okay, we can be doing now. Now it's time for war. Even my friend in Onitsha say it's now 5H. That is not doing 4H again. You've not heard his speech. My friend from Onitsha. In the basket, Baose. He said he asked me that all that thing he was doing before was 4H. What he meant to say was 4G. So he wanted to say it's now what? My friend Balano. I just like him. The problem is that the thing with him is he's not trying to fake it. That's who he is. He's not trying to be a comedian. That's in his mind, he's speaking English. He can change your name without your permission. He will change your name. You say what? Say Benga. You say what? Who be that guy we get where they do motor for America? Say Elon Musk. Say, eh? Elon Musk. Say, you mean Harry Musk? He changed your name. Now, let me tell you this. The scripture says the commandment of the Lord are not grievous. If the Lord says, don't do this thing, it's for your benefit. It's just like when you go into the exam hall and they say, don't talk in the exam. Eh? If you talk and you are found to be cheating, they take you out. And many people will feel that what was done was justified. Right? Because you are trying to cheat. However, when it pertains to the Lord, people feel like the Lord is unfair. But it's a small thing now. She be can forgive. We can forgive. I was part of the invigilating team in Unilag for a set that graduated recently. And while they were writing their exams, I was walking past some of the students and I saw a particular lady. Who was not properly dressed. So, not properly dressed means not properly dressed. She didn't dress like a woman. Alright? She dressed like she was in her house. So, you didn't really have to see too much. Even without my spectacles, the vision was clear. So, I just concluded that I was sent here to invigilate. But how I invigilate is my business. So you see that axis. I did not go there again. And I will sing praise. Are you okay? Any problem? Are you true? Yes, yes. You, all of you there can go and submit over there. It's not something to pray about. Just know your weakness and maintain. You understand? Maintain. There was one of our brothers who kept going to the garrison of the Philistine. Eventually, they removed his eyes and he did not come back. And that man is even more anointed than I am. Because me, I can't carry bucket. That man removed the gate of a city and went to sell it. Do you need gate in your house? You need gate? This one is original, made from iron. I removed it from social area. How much? Say it's 500,000. Ah, say last price. The guy sold the gate. Don't be without restraint. Tell your neighbor, don't be without restraint. Do not forget that the devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking for who he may devour. God says in his word, he said, if I investigate and I ask about the old part, that old signifies that people are not really working there anymore. Nobody really considers those things as big deal again. Dressing properly, not showing off cleavage. Nobody looks at it anymore. But God says, my own rest, oh, you will go back. Go back. Huh? Others may, but you cannot. So when you find that part, you will not find many people there. But you take what I have shown you and begin to what? Walk with it. And you will find what? You will find what? Where will that rest be? In my soul. There are a lot of people who have rest in their spirit, but everything that pertains to their life, they struggle. Now, before I started traveling across and sleeping in hotels, I used to envy people, some of my friends, when you call them, say, no, I'm in Abuja, I'm somewhere in Garkitu, we're at a suite here, I'm preaching in this church for 3 days, 4 days, I don't know if I tried, that time I was working the bank. I used to envy them. There was a time I went to see one of my friends, he was preaching in Lekki. They put him in 4 points. When I entered the place, I say, Shane, are the same Jesus, all of us, they preach. I started getting ideas. I said, how much is this place? Say 90,000 per night. I said, in my mind, I started calculating 90,000. You have been here for 4 days, Abby. See money. We can use this one to buy microphone. We can use this one to... I was calculating. The money for microphone is different from the one you will use to sleep in hotel. Stop calculating. When it's time, spend the money. Tell your neighbor, spend the money. My friend was there. I was like, God. See, am I the only one that has missionary message? Everybody was okay. Until I started sleeping in hotels. And I realized that no matter how beautiful and wonderful a bed is, it's not like the one you have in your house. Don't worry, you may not agree with me now. But when you start traveling about and sleeping in hotels, you will realize that the hotel is good, it's fine. But there's something about when you get back home and you can you jump on your that your bed that is on the floor. You just jump on it. Thank God I'm back. If you try that in that hotel, you will repair the bed. There is something. Oh God, I better behave myself. There is something about just being in your own area. From the entrance, you see your guy, long time, you start greeting yourself. But when I'm at the hotel and the what's that person that comes to that the home service, room service, they just come. Sir, we heard you ordered for right here. I said, no, please come in, please shut the door. Sir, mosquitoes. I'll start speaking like a foreigner in Nigeria. So what do you have? Can it be ready in 20 minutes? I need to leave. I have a meeting somewhere. Sir, maybe give or take 30 minutes. Can you make it fast? Okay. So let me see. What do you have here? Okay, no fish. Okay, let's go with this. Thank you. Please, 20 minutes. You can see I'm dressed. Why you are there, I'll be calling someone. Please, when will you be here? I'll just be running go where. I don't deceive myself. Me that I want to go and play ball. Don't be deceived by all this thing. A time will come, you will get it. You'll now realize that. Is this what I sold myself for? Is this what I sold myself for? There's a jacket I have in my house. I think it's still there in my wardrobe somewhere. It was one of my... Okay, I had it till recently when I threw it away. I kept it in that room because it signified my poverty. The jacket I used to wear when I first started working in the bank. I kept it. I didn't wash it. I just hung it there. Anytime I come, I look at it. And I hang it back. Because I didn't want to forget where I was coming from. This scripture in Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16 suggests to us that this can be the experience of anybody. Come on, say anybody. It can be the experience of anybody in this room. You don't have to know the pastor. That if I follow his path, and follow his instruction, not the one I'm imagining in my head. He said, the result is what? I will have rest. What did you think was actually the punishment for Adam and Eve? they had no rest. Look at the punishment God gave Eve. Are you still here? He said, I will multiply your sorrow. One. What did God say will multiply? It's not Satan, no. God. They will have challenge with conception. Please, are you listening? When I say someone, when there's absence of rest in a woman's life, you will see these things. There will be challenge with conception. So don't blame me. When you see Eve in heaven, take a big stone and bust her head. I will support you. Because everything all the ladies are going through now was caused by one woman who could not control her appetite. Who could not wait for her husband to come back. Who is always, some people are so anointed, they are wiser than their husbands. So I will multiply your sorrow. You have talent with conception. There's one other one that is very, very strong in Genesis chapter 3. It says, your desire will be to your husband. Now, for the sake of Mr. Blogger and all of them, I will not explain this one now. But it's very weighty. Your desire shall... That means you will be second to him. That means when God first made man. Are you here? The wife was not subservient. Are you processing? Are you processing? Huh? Vivian, come. When God made Eve, he took her out of his side ribs because she was supposed to be by his. If God said they should stand, this is how they will stand. As long as they are standing like this, there is divine protection. But after man fell, the only way for her to be secured is to have a covering. The man must be standing in front to collect the bullet. And many times when we say we have crisis in families, it's because the man is not standing in front to weather the storm. And many times we even have the woman coming to the front to save the family. Are you processing? You brothers that are here today, God will give you what it takes to be a man. You may not know the value of that prayer, but I pray you don't find out. So, I'm misbehaving. She's the one working hard. She will now be the one. If she doesn't buy food, we will not eat. If she doesn't also, nothing will happen. She will pay for school fees. She will do everything. Then me, I will now come. I'm still trying to shout on her. Telling her that, don't you know that I'm the head of the moment you say that, you are no longer the head. I want you to see the implication of Adam's error, Eve's error. It's not a small thing. A woman that was supposed to be by your side as equal partners of divinity in destiny, because of her error, God now say move to the back, and the man stepped forward. Since you like to stray up and down and leave your wife for the serpent, stay here. If there's any battle coming, face it first. You cannot leave the prayer temperature of your family to your wife. You must be, especially I'm talking about secret praying, not the general family prayer. Eh? You must carry them the way the high priest carries the 12 tribe of Israel everywhere. You Sometimes you're on the road in a bus. You'll be thinking of one of your sons. Start praying in tongues. 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 Being a man has nothing to do with going to the movies. Being a man has nothing to do with showing off. It is a ministry. Look at the implication of that course. Okay, put up that scripture in Genesis 3 if you have it. Go to, 15 or 16 somewhere. Is that the curse upon the woman? This is the one upon... He said unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply what? Now, this one is a serious matter. Now, the implication of this thing that God said... You see, I told you today's message, there are many things inside. You have to go back, sit down, cut the message, and process it. God did not curse these people. God simply stated the implication of their error. God did not really curse them as it were. He only told them, you put your hand in fire, this is what will happen to you. I never created you to work hard before you eat. But now, if you don't work hard, you will not eat. Did you see God ever telling them to work hard before then? But when they fell, he now said, out of your sweat, you will eat. So when you as a Christian comes into this covenant of rest, these are the things God will remove from your life. Say amen.
Amen.
These are part of the packages of redemption. Not just forgiveness of sins. There is more. When you open that suitcase, there are many more things there. The sorrow that goes with being a woman, migraine every time, headaches, reject it. It's no more your portion. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
I say it's no more your portion.
Amen.
Put up that scripture. He said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and thy conception. Look at another one. In sorrow, you shall bring forth what? Your desire shall be to who? And he shall. Say this here. All you feminists, all of you apostles of feminism, there you have it. Take it up with God. Don't blame God. Blame your first mother. If a woman says to me that if I marry her, she must retain her husband's name, no problem. What's in a name? The white man says, what's in a name? Your name can be stone. When a woman, they bear stone. They bear water. They bear tree. They bear animal. Professor rat. Professor cat. Professor stone. Professor water brook. They bear all kind of funny things. Now, we in Africa, we don't give children names anyhow. Because we know that names have meaning. But if I marry you and your father's name is stone, you now want to be Marianne Stone Shafe? No, wahala. God did. But the day you are in trouble, you will be the one trying to defend yourself before the police that you are my wife. Because before the law, Stone Shafe is not the same thing as Shafe. Do you know, even in the law, if you miss one spelling of your name, it can become a problem. If the policeman, this hungry policeman on the road, if they stop you and they say, while they were typing your vehicle license, they miss one letter, S-H-A-F-E, they miss the H. Oh, guy, it's not your document. You go settle. Oh, guy, you go settle. You know the implication of this one. I can see you are an educated man. You know the implication of this one. They'll be telling you that, oh, guy, don't argue. Go and see the commander there and drop 25,000. I can see you are educated. What they are telling you that once you are educated, it's from 50,000 and above. It's not the education they are interested in. It's the money you will pay. So I can see that you are an educated man. I don't want to manhandle you. Just go and see Commander Wayfield over there and settle yourself. We know how we handle those who have this kind of problem, but I can see that you're educated. So go and see Commander Wayfield and settle. Don't worry, settle with him. That one is waiting for you. Don't look, you look, you got 50,000. Put up the scripture. He said, your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. That was not God's original plan. And for all of you that are Christians, don't quote this one to your wife. Say amen. Okay, I want to help the sisters now. They are not talking. Okay, rule over your wives. You men, go on. I said, if you are a Christian, this scripture is not for you. It's like they are not happy. I will read Book of Job for you people. You are not happy. Do you know what this means? It means that if I begin to live with my wife with this scripture, I am living under a curse. Are you here? I said, if you are here and you are truly born again, don't live with your wife like this. Don't treat her like, after all, the Bible says, where is it? I don't know. But the Bible says, that I will have rule. You not point to her over you. This scripture is not for Christians. I know you won't believe it. Okay, let's look at the man. Let's see the curse that he inherited. And unto Adam, he said, because you have hearkened to the voice of your wife. What was the first offense Adam committed? He listened to his wife. Is listening to your wife wrong? Huh? But sometimes it could be wrong. In listening to your husband too sometimes can be wrong. It depends on what is being discussed. And in this case, the man came and saw the wife. And you know they see tears. You want to show that you are a superman. You want to show that you are... Somebody say you want to show that you are a Jamenda. Where is it? Let's die together. That's what it takes for my life. Yeah. The moment he ate it, his eye just clear. Don't worry. When we go together, we'll just stand like that. Oga cannot start two of us. We'll just face it. I know he will do something. This is what he wants to do now. I'll put the scripture up. Let's show him. Oh, yeah. You are afraid of that Bible verse? There's a brother there that doesn't want me to read that. He said, because you hearken to the voice of your wife and as eating of the tree, which I commanded. Come on, say commanded. Every time God speaks, it's not a suggestion. Say command. If God says, don't marry her, it's not a suggestion. It's a command. He said, and I said, thou shalt not eat of it. Therefore, cursed is the ground. Can you see that the curse given to the man applied directly to his productivity, to his work? The curse given to the woman had to do directly with her family life, her role as an equal partner, and her ability to bring forth into the world. The woman had more curses than the man. But you see, because a man's joy is his work, no matter how much a man loves you, if he wakes up in the morning, he wants to go and work or look for something to do. Look at where the curse went to. He said, this ground is now cursed. If everybody plant here and they reap harvest, if you plant here, you will not get anything. Many of the people in your offices, are under such curses. Their parents shed blood to send their children to school. The children are now paying, but they are not even aware that they are suffering for innocent life that was shed. Go and ask about your family history. Some of you, your parents got incisions on their head and also took you. And you don't know why you are not making progress. Why was it on the head? Don't you know what they call the head? In any culture, go and ask. This thing has a meaning. This head has a meaning. They put your own, they gave your dad 24. You, because you are small, they gave you 12. And you're not going to one church, you are frying your hair. Hallelujah for the Lord our God. Oh yeah. We are doing deliverance next Sunday. You better carry yourself and come here with fasting. Let's do deliverance for you. I believe in deliverance. I don't want to worry, I crawl like. They almost gave me one hair. It was God that saved me. My bad, fine boy. You all just pour your face. Ah, I guess I like him, but ah, that is that. That's a wala, she will really need to hear God to my. He won't only fail me. You can't marry me, MJ, with MJ. Make her no further. You're not going to be marry me. Marry me. Say God told me. Ta, this is God. You are laughing. Tabadele. Give me my Bible verse. Let's share the grace, Joe. Somebody called me, say, Pastor, since I got married to my wife, we are not talking, we are not flowing. I say, you are the cause. Say, Pastor, let me. I say, you are the cause. You are the one that carry marriage on your head. After you marry, go back to becoming friends. That's all. Say, curse is the ground for your sake. In sorrow. Oof. Do you know what that means? Anytime you go to the market or to the workplace, you put in so much effort. By the time you see what is coming out, your salary. Are you with me? You see your salary like, is this what I'm working for? The money is even finished. You've not gotten home. It's because of a curse. That's why the scripture says in Genesis, he said, ask for the old path so that I can have rest. Give me that scripture. He said, in sorrow you will eat for meat all the days of your life. Is there anything in verse 18? Quickly. Thorns. Thistles. When you sow legitimately, before you marry a man, check what is going on his feet. Are you hearing me? Before you marry any man, don't let his whatever, his perfume or cologne deceive you. Tell him tomorrow we are coming over, you should wear cologne. I want to know who I'm talking to. No makeup, no cologne day. Special world, no cologne day. I want to know who I'm talking to. So let's talk about your work. That some people are on that course, they are covering it with a fine boy lifestyle. Let's talk about your work. How long have you been doing this job? How long have you been? When last were you promoted? You can begin to see indicators that this guy is working hard, but there's nothing coming out from the guy. Say, tons. When he labors hard, people in the office take the credit. They push him to the side. They say, actually, he's good, but he cannot do the presentation because he's not good at talking. But I can do the presentation. I can do the PowerPoint, but I cannot do the presentation. Esther, don't fight your boss. Let's come back to Genesis 3. When people look at you, come, I'm going to help you tomorrow. They stop picking your course. Come here. This is where the problem is. Say, tons and tissues shall it bring. People are working legitimately. They are not lazy. Look at the result. The Bible says, in every labor there is profit. But see what is coming out here. There's a curse. He says, shall he bring forth unto thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. The only thing good in this course is that last line. Because herb is medicine. So I not come and die here. Be eating dongoyaro. Be eating moringa. What else are we eating? Garlic, ginger. So if you can farm very well, you get this one, you can be eating. So I don't come and die here for hypertension. Come on, say God forbid. I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ. This is, we are still in the first month of the year. Don't play games with God this year. Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. Ask for the ancient path. Ask for the good way. And what do? Walk in it. Walk in it. Teach your children to walk in it. Let them know that the grace they are enjoying in this house is because daddy and mommy are living under a covenant. They are living in a particular way. Who doesn't like to go to the club? Who doesn't like to just go and be free of all this holiness and whatever? Who doesn't like it? Do you know how many times I wish that God should just die so all of us can be free? God forbid. Because he's everything. He wants everything to be in a particular way. God will call you and tell you, come as you are. When you now come, he now tell you, no, now that you have come, you have to be dressing well. No cleavage showing, no nothing. But you told me to come as I am. Yes, that was there. But now, I want to use you for great things. Come on, say, I will follow. I will obey the Lord. Come on, say, I will follow. I will obey the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is my authority. The word of the Lord is the final authority over my life. I receive grace to follow in Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 4 says to us clearly, there remains yet another rest for the people of God. Therefore, those who have believed have entered into his rest. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3. Those who believe. So when you hear this type of messages, this type of preaching, the first thing you should do is to what? Is to believe. Believe. So when you believe, you register yourself in the school of success. When you believe, you know that you cannot of yourself do anything. Jesus said, by myself, of my own, I can do nothing. Say, as I hear, I judge. You will show me the pathway of life. Rise on your feet, let's bless the Lord. We show me the pathway of life. Show me, show me, show me. Show me, show me, show me. You know, there are times I have to tell you when the Lord brings some of these things forward that I struggle with them. Please hear me. I also struggle with some of these things. But I have stayed long enough to know that there is no other way. So when the Lord shows me his standard and shows me the requirement, the only thing I can do is to turn back to him and say, in my own strength I cannot do it, but I know you will show me the path of life. I know you will show me. You have told me this is where I need to go. You will give me the strength and the power to walk in that same path. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me the pathway of life. Show me, show me,
show me,
show me
the pathway of life.
Show me, show me.
Last week, I got a call from Yola by one of the top, at least within the top three men of God in that area. And he said, "Pastor, how are you?" I said, "I'm fine." He said, "I want to give a man of God your number. Please." The man talking to me is older than I am. Huh? I said, if you mention three men of God in Yola, Yola is the capital of Adamawa State, you will mention this man's name. The man wanted to give my number to another man of God. He called me to ask for permission. Meanwhile, in this Lagos, Nigeria, somebody will just call me. Hello? Yeah. Is that Gbenga? Pastor Gbenga. I say yes. Oh, my name is Tunde. I got a number from Loretta. Adra Olegba. In my mind, I just tell myself, your prayer cannot be answered. You need my help. Eh? Some of our people in the UK, they are very fond of doing that thing too. They can, hey, Lira Anugba. I don't know how to explain this one in English for you. You need help. Say, hello, is that Mr. Gbenga? Say, yeah. I thought it's business. So, if the man has problem, in my mind, like, if you go to the hospital, you will call the doctor by his name. The man that will operate you. This man called me. He said, I am Reverend Doctor. He mentioned his name. He said, I have been in ministry for 35 years. My apa just jabo. He said, I had some weird experiences and there was nobody in the old Adamawa we could call. So, this man of God said, he knows someone in Lagos. He can handle this matter. I said, me? I was watching Smallville. Do you know Smallville? Superman. On Prime, that's what I was watching. I was changing it to the next episode when the man called to say, I now looked at myself. Is it possible that I am more important than I'm thinking? I'm here watching Superman. Somebody called. He said, we have about 9 churches that I have started. I'm the general overseer of the church. But this is a problem. We had a vision like this. And the Lord is saying, I should come to the southwest. And he described one mountain. They say it's Urioke Ayo Baba Lord. I say it's He said, he narrated the experience how somebody came into his office, and after the woman was done giving him a prophetic message, he tried to give the woman money. The woman said, I don't need money. He tried to help the woman. It's okay, sleep tomorrow. He said, and the woman turned around and vanished. The woman came, an angel came looking like a beggar into his office, came, according to her, from that mountain, telling him that the Lord said he should leave Yola to come and meet him there, and gave him a set of instructions. The man said, he said, the only thing that I know, we've been fasting for a few days, and we've been talking about Apostle of Babalola, and now this woman just showed up. It looks confusing. And he told me other details. But I was the one they recommended. Do you know the funny thing? I'm not sure this man knows how young I am. Because from his voice, he also told me he works for the government, he's the principal of a school, and he's been working like 40 years plus. So I know he's not a small man. Huh? When I was talking to him, he was saying, yes, sir. I understand. Thank you, sir. Thank you, prophet. Thank you, sir. Thank you, prophet. Thank you, sir. And I told him, when you get to that mountain, call me. I will tell you some things. I paraphrase this story because I want you to know this life is not the way you are seeing it. Don't let a prophet be taken from amongst you before you now realize that we have lost something. I was greatly humbled that within the PFN of a whole state, I was recommended that this kind of decision, call this person. Let me tell you the secret. It's not in being perfect. It's to make sure that whatever you are doing, you are following. You are following. The more you, as much as you understand, the Lord, keep walking towards. Don't wait till you understand everything. Just keep walking. As you are walking, He is supplying the grace, making up for the gap and the differences. Today, this year, you must make a decision. You will not be ordinary. I say you will not be ordinary. You will show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Somebody's eyes are being opened right now. Show me. Show me. Show me. Listen, if in the year 2024, and I'm speaking to those of us who are married, you have emotionally, physically abused your wife, you've beaten her, you've done things to your partner that you know you should not have done. This year, 2025, allow Jesus to take those hands. Don't touch anybody. Don't beat somebody else's daughter this year. And I'm speaking about somebody here. Because the Lord says that if you obey this word, said I will preserve your life this year. Say this year, I will not allow the forces of darkness to overcome. I'm speaking about somebody right now. The Lord said if you stop touching your wife, so I will prolong your life this year. I speak peace to every family. I speak peace to every home. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's give an offering to the Lord.
For the way of the Lord is the way of